gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-1 to the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Happy Friday. Comedian Hal Sparks live in studio all next hour with us. And comedian John Fugel saying live in all of hour three.
Wow.
It's a party.
Yes, from our New York bureau.
Yes, from the New York
home
arm.
At 7 o'clock. Let them take over.
Stephanie Miller International. I knew that Jim would always see that as a way of getting out of work rather than, yay, what a
yay,
fun show.
That's going to be great.
Good, Jim.
Stephanie, I look forward to listening to it in the car on the way home.
No, you don't. StephanieMiller.com is the website. Check it out. You can email us all there. Executive producer Chris Lavoie, voice of deity Jim Ward, or me, Stephanie Miller. You can also generally see my appearances on television on the StephanieMiller.com. I should be on the Ed Schultz show today on MSNBC, or not.
Because we'll you have a radio show, as does Ed. Which,
yes, which
makes
is,
no sense at all.
I guess, well, thank God he has a TV show because he would be banned from CNN.
He'd be banned from his own show.
Yes. My sources at CNN tell me that it is true that CNN has banned talk radio hosts, presumably including
Stephanie Miller.
Oh,
so weren't you
interesting because Lou Dobbs has a radio show. And so does Bill Bennett.
Right. Who's a paid CNN contributor.
So I guess that just means just right-wing hosts will get to have a say on CNN. If you think there might be something wrong with that, why, write to CNN and,
yes,
and respectfully tell them so, won't you?
Tell them then what you think of their sponsors.
I'm a little bit loaded for bear this morning.
Yes.
All right. StephanieMiller.com, the website. Check it out. In the meantime, Robert Gibbs, White House press secretary, talking about the health care debate.
The debate continues, and we'll see whether numbers move or change as a result of the continuing debate.
Debate?
Thanks, Robert.
So let me get this straight. So like right-wing pundits like, say, Karl Rove, who should be in prison, continue to be pundits on television.
Uh-huh.
But no left-wing radio hosts like, let's just say,
Stephanie Miller,
are allowed to have a say anymore.
Plus, we're hardly left-wing.
You know what? Political strategists have nothing different to say from radio talk show
the
hosts.
The president of CNN, see, you can tell I'm not going to talk about anything else this morning. Because it's not just about me. That's exactly it, he said, which I understand. He's like, it's predictable what they're going to say. Well, so is, you don't know what Karl Rove's going to say? you don't know what James Carville's going to say. You know what I mean? That's the point, is people, don't ask me why radio talk show hosts suddenly
have been singled out. Yeah.
Yes. That's... First of all, almost everyone on television either was or is a radio talk show host.
Mm-hmm.
Lou Dobbs, what do you call it? Ed Schultz, Rachel Maddow, Bill O'Reilly, Sean Hannity, Alan Combs. Did I mention Larry King?
Yes.
My buddy, my pal. Why? We'll see if this stands when Larry hears about this. All right.
I summoned myself because I'm a radio host. Hello. Goodbye.
Now, you have different inside information, but someone tweeted to me yesterday. They read that Larry was in on that decision.
That's not what I heard.
I know. That's not what you heard.
I know Larry's
heard,
best friend, and Larry hadn't even heard of this.
Okay. I'm just telling you what someone had read.
But. Listen, anybody can tweet anything, for
God's
sake.
I know that. I tweet anything. You should see some of the things I tweet about you. But you don't know how to get there, so...
Let's have Karl Rove have a say on what ordinary Americans want.
The problem is, the message from ordinary Americans is, this is too much, too expensive, too intrusive, you're trying to do too much, too fast, too quick, and I've got a sense after you misled me on the stimulus and after you misled me on your other promises that I'm going to be misled on this one. So the credibility of the administration is suffering mildly.
The stimulus that George W. Bush put through?
Yeah.
Well, that was different. That was fine.
Oh, okay.
But once the black guy took it over,
the credibility of
changed.
The Obama administration is at risk after the lies that the right wing are telling about the health care reform bill. I see.
By ordinary Americans, he means the insurance industry.
Yeah. Okay. All right. By the way, Caribou Barbie doubled down on the death panels.
God.
As did Newt Gingrich, who also said the president needs to calm down, Jim. As you know, the president is a well-known hothead.
What?
All right.
Rumor rumor that's been circulating a lot lately is this idea that somehow the House of Representatives voted for death panels.
Sarah Palin's statement on Facebook, "The America I know does not love one in which my parents or my baby with Down syndrome will have to stand in front of Obama's death panel."
Chuck Grassley said, yeah, there is something to fear about this end-of-life provision.
There's some fear because in the House bill, there's counseling for end-of-life. You have every right to fear.
A Republican senator who was part of crafting the bill, telling the same lies.
You ought to have counseling 20 years before you're going to die.
Exactly 20 years to the day before you die.
No, what do you mean you should do it 20 years before you die? How do you know when you're going
to
die?
You don't.
The intention was to give people more information so that they could handle issues of end-of-life care when they're ready on their own terms.
I'm not dead. I'm getting better.
No, you're not. You'll be stone dead in a moment.
I feel fine. I think I'll go for a walk.
You're not fooling anyone, you know.
I feel happy. I feel happy.
Thank you, Ken in Cleveland.
Yay!
Thanks for the
Get
money,
it? Don't fear the death panels. All right. All right, I got the first email last night about Keith Olbermann's comments from Julie. Oh, no, he didn't. Oh, dear Stephanie.
How do you spell that?
Heartless cad Keith Olbermann. For years, he leads you on by saying, you know,
Stephanie Miller.
Mm-hmm. And peppering his show with snark, duly trademarked by
Stephanie Miller
International, and then he pulls the rug out from under your curled girlish toes. How dare he make the president of CNN, Jonathan Klein, a best person for banning radio hosts? Harumph doesn't cover it. I think we must slam down our 1940s telephone, and we will all collectively be on the fainting couch. All right. Yo, I have to. We were talking about it before the show.
Mm-hmm.
I have to try to understand what I assume he means. Right wing radio host.
That's
but,
exactly what he.
I mean,
yeah.
He obviously loves Rachel. Mm-hmm. Rachel was on his show. Sam Cedar, I don't know exactly.
He doesn't love you.
Clearly he doesn't love me, but he's had a lot of radio hosts on, including Ed Schultz and Rachel, who both got their own show from doing that. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, what? Huh? Anyway, once again, the right wing ruins it for everybody.
Yes. Maybe he'll issue a correction in tonight's show and apologize to
I'm supposed to be on Ed Schultz today. We'll see. I'm supposed to be on from
MSNBC
next week.
And MSNBC hasn't put down an edict saying talk show hosts.
Right, so. That's why I don't know what Keith meant. I really don't. I assume, you know, but then I'm like, so you know what's going to happen, Jim? They're still going to play on CNN Rush Limbaugh clips every other day, and then there's nobody from the other side that gets to respond?
Right. That's the plan.
And that's the thing I don't get. How is what radio hosts on either side any more predictable than what any other left-right pundit is going to say?
Any other political strategist, right? Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And as we all know, I am wildly unpredictable and drunk half of the time. So what's wrong with having me on?
And you know what? You're a lot. I love Donna Brazile, but you're a lot funnier than her.
Yes.
Thank you. All right. Let's check some other news we don't want to lose, shall we? And I don't mean news in the Lou Dobbs journalistic sense.
Yippee.
Clearly,
yippee.
I couldn't reach that
it's
standard.
It's time for stand-up news. And now, here's anchor person Stephanie Miller.
I'm just saying. I believe that's what he said, didn't he? He said complex issues you need a higher degree of journalistic
whatever
integrity.
Or
like Lou Dobbs.
Deeper thought or something like I don't know. Yeah.
I wonder if Lou Dobbs will have oily taint on tonight with her latest screed.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, her interview with Salon.com.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
We'll get to that later.
Lou Dobbs, who says the birthers have a point.
Uh-huh. On their heads.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You're not in a good mood today, are you?
I am not. I'm going on such a bender this weekend. All right.
I hope after Ed Schultz.
Or you before, might, if I could cancel.
You might literally be on Ed Schultz, and Wendy would be very sick.
Wendy,
I may pass out on Ed Schultz. I got a call in today. It's a W2F. All right, let's check some news we don't want to lose. Here we go. Our top story, Alberto Gonzalez says 9/11 inquiry would have consequences. He said that any criminal investigation into whether CIA interrogations after 9/11 crossed legal lines could have a chilling effect on U.S. anti-terrorism efforts. Also went on his efforts to stay out of jail, perhaps.
Yes. Yeah.
Exactly.
Gonzalez said that if the Justice Department launches an investigation, it could discourage CIA operatives from engaging in conduct that even comes close to department guidelines.
Mm-hmm.
So where do you draw the line? He said, what is allowed and what's not allowed? Well, that's interesting because it's very clearly spelled out in the, that quaint Geneva Convention.
Yeah.
Yeah. where do you draw the line? Yeah, that was the problem, is you didn't know where to draw the line. See,
right.
Between what's so technically legal or not legal. And little quibbly things like that. He acknowledged wishing he could do some things over from his time in Washington. Okay, we have a torture czar.
I don't think the so-called Justice Department should launch an investigation into CIA interrogations to see whether these investigations, quote, crossed legal lines. I think when we're talking about really bad people who've done really bad things, Lady Liberty should butt out. That little harlot should just cover up her breastises, put away the scales, and go make us some coffee like a good little girl, and let the menfolk handle this. There's no need to bring up quaint notions like the Geneva Conventions and international law. The only international thing I want to hear about is the House of Pancakes. And if you look too closely at some of the things we did to keep you safe, you might just find yourself choking on your Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity to the point of organ failure.
Oh, no.
Don't be surprised if your waitress resembles a certain diminutive Hispanic gentleman who used to be Attorney General, who not only knows which table you're at, he knows where you live. Order up.
And finally, Michelle Bachmann, the bat crazy congresswoman from Minnesota,
yes,
would like us not to palinize her anymore.
Oh, okay. Is that
a
verb?
Since they have so little in
it
common.
Is
being dopey, bat crazy Republican women and all. Michelle Bachmann tossing around a new verb, palinize. In the subject line of a fundraising pitch, she sends out a plea for money saying, don't let them palinize me. You bastards are lucky she even performs for you in Minnesota. Bachmann goes on to explain that Sarah Palin has been demonized by the left, and she quotes Sean Hannity saying how she is now the second most hated Republican woman after Palin, with Governor Palin taking a well-deserved step out of the spot. What?
What?
Well-deserved. She quit in midterm.
Yeah. And she tweets every chance she gets.
It appears that I may be absorbing even more of the liberal scorn. Bachmann even drops in the Urban Dictionary definition of Palinize. Palinize. To smear or mock someone using falsehoods.
Falsehoods.
Baseless accusations.
Name one.
Or unsubstantiated character assassinations. For instance, just playing the tape of the Katie Couric interview.
Yeah, right.
For the purpose of blocking them from achieving a goal.
Which would
see how we did that? To exaggerate the truth or lie by omission. To attack a person for his or her conservative values by focusing on an inordinate amount of attention on a single example of that person falling short of
single
the values
example?
They espouse. What?
A single example?
Friggin' ever. We have Caribou, or Michelle Bachmann, pardon me.
Who can tell them apart?
I know. That's my point.
I'm the second most hated woman in America after Sarah Palin, and I'm proud of that. The liberals hate independent women who speak the truth. We're not going to be called by liberal men who want to silence their squaws by forcing us to have French code pink abortions while they send our kids to commie socialist Nazi pinko Stalinist Maoist fascist re-education camps, where they're turned into gay Muslims, just like they did to Cat Stevens. While our parents are thrown into the wood chipper up near Brainerd after being condemned by the Obama death panels because they know too much about Obama's fake birth certificate and all the gay boyfriends in Chicago he had whacked after doing coke with them in the back of a limo, where they exchanged phony social security numbers to help them get tainted vaccinations to the troops so Hugo Chavez could kill them in small airplanes. I think we can
I'm turning Southern all the time.
Yeah, what happened?
I think we conservative women need to stick together. Come on, Sarah and Early. Let's not let the liberal Democrat, Nazi commie, homo-loving Hottentots palinize us. We're the three amigos. We are a woman. Hear us screech. Who's with me? Also, too, I'll get right back to you, you betcha. Okay, answer me. Let me finish. Why am I not talking? Okay, let me answer. You won't let me finish. But come on, gals, who's up for naked ice fishing?
I love when Oily Taint makes an appearance.
Yeah.
That's all for stand-up news. I'm here all week. Tell your friends if you'd like more Jim Ward, Fall to Roll.
Jim Ward's Apocryphal But True. Check the Tile ad, Stephanie Miller website, StephanieMiller.com.
Yeah, there's a lot more room there now because there won't be any TV appearances.
Any CNN.
Steph on YouTube clogging everything up there.
Yeah. Someone on the live blog is suggesting that Keith is just playing hard to get.
I choose to believe that.
Do you?
Anything that gets me through the night.
Uh-huh.
All right. Enough about me. What do you think about me being banned from CNN? 20 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEF-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Wow. Yes. Yes. I love it.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
You know, even though it is the
Stephanie Miller
show, I don't really want to make it all about
Stephanie Miller.
I'm just saying, do you think it's fair that, say, Bill Bennett is a paid correspondent on CNN and there's no corresponding liberal pundit on CNN now that they've banned talk radio hosts of any kind?
Well, they have liberal pundits, but they don't have liberal talk show hosts.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm. Seems like that could be a public relations thing there. 1-800.
Do we really need a second Fox network?
1-800-STEF-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Let's go to Tim in Madison. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Good morning. I will no longer be watching CNN.
I wouldn't do that. I would write to them very, very respectfully and say that you would watch them all the time if Stephanie Miller were back on.
I do watch them all the time. Whenever you're on, I watch.
Thank you.
I think it's a great ratings. And you know the thing is, too, I think for now going to Fox, I think is what a lot of us have to do is ban or boycott their advertisers with between Glenn Beck lying constantly and
I can't. We've been talking about it, Tim, and I can't imagine that many of their hosts or producers are happy about this because obviously a lot of talk radio hosts, not all, but a lot make great guests.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, and
Larry King. I just got an email last week. Campbell Brown loves you. I was supposed to do this show twice next week.
You know, and that's, but I look at it this way. I mean, you see a lot of people now have been being banned from shows for stupid reasons.
Right.
And I just can't believe why you're being banned. I really
don't. Well, it's not me personally. They've apparently banned all radio hosts.
I think that's...
I'm going to write to Howard Kurtz and ask him if I can come on to talk about this Sunday on Reliable Sources.
But the thing is that you look at how many listeners you have, and that's a great thing, because you get to actually hear what we say in the front lines. They don't. You get to hear what the issues are on the front lines of all of this.
My point is they have so many, you know, like I say, when you have a right-winger that's a host on CNN and you have another right-winger, Bill Bennett, who has a radio show, who's a, you know, a paid correspondent, how is that fair? You know,
it's
and then you're going to play clips of Rush Limbaugh and who's on from our side?
Well, yeah, exactly. And I've got a weird question for you. Do you get paid when you go on CNN?
No! I can't believe I got fired from something I'm doing for free!
That's ridiculous. I would be screaming and throwing a fit. I seriously would be. I don't get paid for this, and you're kicking me off? What the hell?
I know. Exactly. WTF. OMG.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Okay, let's go to Chad in Idaho. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome, Chad.
Hello.
Hey, Chad.
Yes. I was at the town hall last week in Seattle.
Yes.
And my wife even said you're hot. You need to be on TV. I'm telling you.
Please, write to the head of CNN and say that you and your wife want to have a three-way with me, and that's why I must be on CNN every night.
Oh, I'm all over that. Can I point out one more thing?
Yeah.
It was on Rachel Maddow last night that the Republican...
Who, by the way, is a radio talk show host and a fine one at that.
And does a great job. You need to be on TV, I'm telling you.
Thank you.
But anyway, they were talking about how the Republicans are say that you should stay out of the end-of-life decisions and leave it to family.
Yes.
Except when your last name is Schiavo.
Yes, and then she played a great montage of what they were all saying during the Terry Schiavo thing, which was brilliant. You know, she began in talk radio, Jim. Are you aware of that?
Yes.
Not Terry Schiavo.
No.
Rachel Maddow.
Christopher Louise.
What?
LaVoy. All right. And then, by the way, started on the Keith Olbermann Show, oddly enough. 28 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
So, this is the magic trick, huh?
Illusion, Michael. Trick is something...
Stephanie Miller.
That's for money. Or it can be.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it, 33 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEF-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Brendan in Aurora, Illinois, on the town halls. Hey, Brendan.
Oh, hey.
Hi.
Hi.
Go ahead.
Oh, am I on?
Yeah. Oh, yes, you are.
Oh, good morning, Stephanie.
You're soaking in it, yes.
Oh, well, yesterday I attended a town hall forum, I guess you can call it, in Geneva, Illinois, and a little background information.
Town hall slash monster truck rally slash cage wrestling, yes.
Yes, and just a little background information. This is actually the former district of Denny Hastert. And
up there by Lake Geneva.
Oh, jeez.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
And, our current congressman is Bill Foster, who's a moderate Democrat, but he does support a public option.
Oh, my God.
And, well, I met my parents there, and it was a complete nightmare. We were shouted down.
Wow.
Told to go to Canada, and yes, it was very...
Wow. Told to go to Canada, huh?
Yeah, and a woman there actually had a sign that read, government control of our bodies means we have lost our freedom. We will be in...
Really? God. Really? I suppose, yeah. I assume she's pro-choice then. All right. All right, thank you, honey. Yeah, speaking of signs, there we are. We've gotten to the death to Obama sign.
Uh-huh.
Secret Service investigating a man in Maryland outside the town hall there reading with a sign reading, Death to Obama. The sign also read, Death to Michelle and her two stupid kids. There you have it. There's our...
your right-wing in action.
I don't mean to keep bringing it back to me. But that's why... I mean, this is a really important issue. And to have anybody drowned out, honestly, it isn't just about me. I'm just talking about whether what's happening at these town halls or CNN banning talk radio hosts. People on both sides really should have a chance to speak right now, because this is a complex issue. And,
but we're just hearing the noise from the extreme right-wing whack jobs.
Right. I mean, that's the thing. You can have the right on, but oftentimes what happens with the right wing, they're telling lies.
Yep.
And if you're doing journalism, you need to point out, well, that's not true.
Right.
Okay, we can have an opinion to debate this now, but a death panel is simply not true. It is simply not in the bill.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's a...
And you
were saying, Jim, I think Lawrence O'Donnell, I love him. I mean, he just disembowels Pat Buchanan on a daily basis. But, you know, he's doing a great job.
By pointing out the fallacies of what these...
politely. But you just go, look, you can't have two sets of facts. One set of facts, here's what we're going to, here's our opinions on it. I mean, that's journalism, you know. All right. Will in Chicago, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hi, Will.
Oh, hi, Seth. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I just wanted to, once again, correct Senator Bachman. Palin and I...
That'd be Congresswoman Bachman.
Oh, Congresswoman.
That
Congresswoman
crazy
Bachman.
Congresswoman.
Yeah, exactly.
To be exact.
Well, she's saying basically when Sarah blatantly lies and then you quote her, you're not lying about her, you're lying with her.
Right.
That's Palin and I.
Right. Here's somebody that just lied about the death panels, lied about the bridge to nowhere. I mean, make a list.
Yeah, lied about Putin's head. Floating over in Alaska.
Well, that part's true. Putin's head does float over Alaska.
Oh, yeah, okay. That's kind of cool.
And his naked torso.
Yes.
If there are cameras around.
He seems to be having his picture taken a lot shirtless lately.
What is he, Matthew McConaughey? Lisa in Chapel Hill, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hi, Lisa.
Hey, Stephanie, you are beautiful and smart, and that is a rare combo.
Thank you.
I'm so excited to talk to you and all of the focus you're putting on this important issue. I just wondered if you'd seen the article that the CEO of Whole Foods Market wrote in the op-ed for Wall Street Journal, The Whole Foods Alternative to Obamacare, starts off with a Thatcher quote, "The problem with socialism is that eventually you run out of other people's money." And he pretty much goes on to present the Whole Foods alternative, which is apparently, instead of having health care, just eat overpriced organic food.
I see. There's something in it for him.
The CEO of Whole Foods is against health care reform.
The thing that makes me the most angry is he says that we should repeal government mandates regarding what insurance companies must cover. And personally, I have a child with autism, and I know people shop at Whole Foods because they're buying gluten-free products for their autistic children, and you better bet private insurance companies are not covering autism if they don't have to.
Well, here's the thing, Lisa. How about if we actually be the we generation and do what's best for all of us and not just what's best for special interests, like the insurance company or people that buy gluten-free poppy muffins or whatever the hell you... you buy there.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, well, it's insane. It's insane. You know, their whole foods, they put this whole thing, like, they have community values and everything. And then he's basically using the word Obamacare, which I just find inflammatory.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
I mean, exactly.
When you're trying to institute health care reform, this man is actually doing something.
Yeah.
As opposed to the Republican alternative, which is nothing.
And here's the difference to me. And tell me if I'm off base here. When people talk about, oh, look at how you protested George Bush and what you said about him. Well, first of all, we were going into a war in which a lot of people died unnecessarily. Of course, people were going to be emotional about that. President Obama, even, Lisa, if you don't like the health care plan, do you really think he's trying to do something bad? Is he really Hitler? Is he really
anything,
the devil?
If we said anything against Bush, anything, we were unpatriotic. They are threatening Obama's life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Trying to reform health care, I mean, really? Do you really think he's evil? I mean, that's the part of the debate. I mean, you know, and is it a surprise that death to Obama sign pops up yesterday? I mean, really? That's I didn't see that at George Bush, even any of the anti-war rallies.
No.
I didn't see personally, you know, death to Bush. I mean, it's...
Suddenly those FEMA concentration camps that Glenn Beck keeps raving about are looking like a good idea for some of these whack jobs to protect the rest of us.
Bonnie in Idaho, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hey, Bonnie.
Good morning, Steph. I was just thinking, I gave up on CNN like 2 years ago.
Well, don't write to them and tell them how you feel about it, because it's not just me.
That's my suggestion. Everybody that listens to Sirius Left, Air America, whoever, would write to CNN and complain and say,
well,
you know what, we're done.
And Bonnie, you know what, I can only imagine, and I don't know, you know, but Keith Olbermann seemed to say, oh yeah, that's a good idea last night, and I assume that, you know, because when you say talk radio host.
Burning at him over that. I love that man.
Oh, no, I love him, too. But my point is, I assume that he means right-wing host, because when you say talk radio host, since 90% of them are right-wing, I assume that's what you mean.
Exactly.
But the problem is, we progressives have few enough outlets.
Yeah.
And now,
exactly.
Now we've gotten taken away.
The right-wing is starting to act like a bunch of schoolyard bullies. You know, who can scream the loudest wins.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm just furious over it.
Yep, absolutely.
And we've got one elected Democrat in the state of Idaho. I mean, this is a terrific state in the nation.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing is, Bonnie, that's part of what's proving our point is we're only on 10% of the stations in the country. And so when you say we're going
to
ban radio hosts, you're hurting progressives more than you are.
Yep.
They have 1,000 billion radio stations.
I need to put on a radio station.
Yep.
I would run nothing but Air America.
All right, honey. Thank you. I'm not Air America, but thank you.
Air America and other companies that
and
provide
Dial Global,
yes,
which provides you with many fine programs like the Ed Schultz program, the Bill Press program, the Mike Malloy program, and
Stephanie Miller.
Yes. All right, let's go to Stephanie in Madison. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show on the Whole Foods Guy. Hi, Steph.
Oh my God. Hey guys. You know what pisses me off the most? I don't know. There's a million things, obviously, but CNN is garbage anyway. So I like MSNBC.
I choose not to look at it that way.
I choose to look at it as
Jonathan Klein is a handsome and talented man who will reverse this decision immediately.
Well, you know, it needs to be. It's garbage that we only hear one voice, and it's these right-wing, they're crazy. Their points aren't factual or anything, and they allow them to spew it.
I would just suggest again that you respectfully say, you know, with you know, conservatives owning 90% of the radio airwaves in the country, you know, and Bill Bennett being on staff at CNN, I would certainly hope you're going to balance that
in some way.
And when you play clips of Rush Limbaugh, you're going to give someone else a chance that's in the medium.
Well, I signed a petition online with the Democrats on Fox, but, you know, screw it. Let's throw CNN in there, too. But let me, real quick, back to this Whole Foods dude. You know, you jerk. I've had fibromyalgia for about 20 years, so I cut out all this stuff. I thought, who knows what's in it, so I eat organic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm on a very limited income, but that little boo-boo, I will never buy another product from him ever.
Yeah, I was going to say, boy, that's takes some doing to tick off liberals who you think are a big part of your...
99% of their clientele.
Yeah. With me, it's like messing with my grandma. That's it.
Yeah. As we know, all conservatives consist entirely on Wonder Bread and Cheese Whiz.
And then one more thing, Seth, if you are on the Ed Show tonight...
Yes.
the little old lady voice.
Oh, you want me to do the little old lady voice? Mr. President,
anyway.
Are you trying to kill me? All right, thank you. All right, 40.
Yeah, whole paycheck maybe taking a hit from
And someone on the live blog just mentioned that the president of Whole Foods got his start by selling weed out of his first store. I don't know if that's true. Allegedly.
What are you thinking?
But now he's a Thatcherite.
Conservatives like Ted Nugent eat live boar head or something. They don't shop at Whole Foods.
Yeah.
Good luck with that. 43 minutes after the hour. Right back with more of the screamy healthcare debate as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
See, that wasn't so bad, was it?
Ooh, I gotta say, that was fantastic.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 48 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Jim, you know what the problem so far with the show today is?
What's that?
Not enough about
Stephanie Miller.
In my personal opinion, don't you think?
Yes, Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
Thank you, Jim.
We haven't said enough about Stephanie Miller and the Stephanie Miller Show.
All right. Someone sent
Stephanie
us the audio.
Miller.
Especially Stephanie Miller being banned from CNN.
Shano sent us the audio.
So CNN has banned all radio talk show hosts, in case you've just tuned in. Unfortunately, that affects
Stephanie Miller.
Stephanie Miller.
Almost more than anybody. Given as I'm on Larry King, Campbell Brown, Howard Kurtz, CNN Headline News, almost weekly. But I'm saying, my point is I think it affects progressive hosts more than anybody, because right-wingers have a zillion outlets. So anyway, I found this inexplicable last night from Keith Olbermann, except I assume he's talking about right-wing hosts.
Dateline Columbus Circle, New York City, number 3 best news decision. John Klein, president of CNN, says he will ban radio talk show hosts as guests henceforth because what they say is, quote, all too predictable. And much of what they add is noise. Should be an industry-wide standard.
Well, he was
Except
only the third
Rachel
best person.
Maddow and Ed Schultz are radio talk show hosts, and they got their start on shows like Keith Olbermann. So and he obviously has a lot of great people on, right? Sam Cedar and others. What's her name? I love the girl that does the, American Idol. Maria Melito is a radio host. So I guess I'm confused.
Menounos?
Maria.
No, it's, you know. It's something like that.
Yeah. She's a radio host in New York.
Yes.
She's great. Anyway.
He watches Fox News, so
yeah.
He misses that.
Anyway, my point being that, they have people on staff like Bill Bennett, who has a radio show. So are we going to get an equal say? I just think it's too important, particularly the debate we're in over health care reform, where we are battling out and out lies from the right
Maybe
wing.
Maybe that's the point. They want to try to silence
any
voices
you got
that
Lou
are
Dobbs,
extreme right.
Right. Who's because I think that's what he said is something about, complex issues demand world-class, reporting. Lou Dobbs, I'm sorry. No, and I actually like
Bill
Lou Dobbs.
Bennett?
I've been on his show, but I mean, come on. This birther thing, journalistically, I think this is a big PR, not a good move for them, is nope. All I'm saying. All right, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Let's go to JT in Austin, Texas, on the Whole Foods guy. Hey, JT.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Not so good. The answer this morning will be not so good.
And I can understand why.
I've had an extra helping of Carnation Instant Bitch this morning.
That's okay. It's the weekend's coming up. there are two things. I want to address the John Mackey thing, but I also want to say that there used to be a law that required equal time in political opinions, and it was the Republicans that took that away. Funny how that works.
Well, I would hope someone will respectfully write Keith Olbermann and ask what he meant, and if he realizes that's going to hurt, progressive hosts, probably more so.
I think it's just a blunder on his part. I don't think he really meant anything. Everything has to be reduced down to the shortest number of words, and he just picked the wrong ones.
Well,
I think your point is well taken. But I'm just saying
my point is that they have hundreds and hundreds of radio stations to get their side out. We're fighting a tough battle here on the left.
And it's, you know, it's because the outlets are actually owned by conservatives. And
in many cases, yeah.
It's completely off-kilter, and it should be, you know, there needs to be a law to change it.
Yeah, and by the way, I guess the point we keep trying to make over and over again, too, is nobody is trying to force liberal shows, but there are many progressives like me and Ed Schultz and Tom Hartman and Randy Rhodes that get ratings and beat a lot of conservative shows in a lot of markets, and it's very frustrating for us to be on, you know, one-sixth of the stations that they're on.
There's a front office effort to suppress this movement, and it's, you know, it's done in back channels, and you know, it's a war of attrition. We just have to wait them out.
Yeah. And by the way, the other thing is, you know, like I think as we mentioned earlier, we don't get paid for this. We just want to be part
really
of the
true.
Debate. You know, I interrupt my cocktail hour, JT, for God's sake.
You don't interrupt anything. You keep
sort
drinking.
Of. I can't drink as much as I want to.
You can't tell me you don't have your flask. Okay, but here's the thing about John Mackey. I'm here in Austin, Texas, which is where Whole Foods started.
Right.
And it started as a little sort of neighborhood hippie health food store called the Good Food Store. And it gradually grew. Everybody was really behind it. And it finally, you know, became very, very corporate. And the prices got so high that none of the people that originally, very few of the people that originally supported it could afford to shop there. And we started calling it Whole Paycheck.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and that's what everybody in America calls it now.
Yeah. Even Obama pointed it out and got pilloried for it. You know, the price of arugula at Whole Foods. All right. You know, Robert Gibbs making my point that we need to battle misconceptions and we need all hands on deck.
I think he believes very strongly, as we talked about yesterday, that it is important to address misconceptions or misimpressions that have been left out there about the bills. I do believe that the president feels strongly that when he makes his case, it helps the case for overall health care reform.
Yes, indeed. By the way, speaking of getting paid, my friend was in the audience at the Seattle Town Hall.
Uh-huh.
She heard people going, I wonder, because, you know, me and Bill Press and Mike Malloy and Ron Reagan and, I'm spacing out. Tom Hartman, we were all on stage, and the person was going, how much do you think they're getting paid for this? I bet they're getting paid a lot of money.
Oh, my God.
He says no.
Just a little FYI, JTK. Zero. We get zero. We do it because we love. Because we love the listeners and we love the stations that carry us.
That's right.
All right. Let's go to Carl in Chicago. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hi, Carl.
Hi. How are you?
Good. Go ahead. I'm crappy. How are you?
Good. Happy Fruity.
Thank you.
I have a suggestion. We have a sense of urgency right now, and the clock's running on us. And the one thing that I would love to see happen, hopefully that they might take this suggestion, is prior to having these town hall meetings, there's so many people that don't have health insurance and they lost their jobs and they have pre-existing conditions, to go around in the town and get 5 or 10 legitimate people that are having health care problems. When you have the town hall meeting, have these people sitting on stage and show them, because they're talking about an intangible thing right now, and intangible things you could bounce around all over the place. If you had 5 or 10 people that really had a problem, that couldn't get health care, that have a pre-existing condition, maybe they lost their life savings, maybe they lost their home, and explain, ask the people that are yelling.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Carl.
Ask the people that are yelling in the audience, what do you suggest? How do we help these people? What's your plan to help these people?
Carl, and this is exactly my point of what is really happening, that these are real people with real-life consequences. The way this debate is going, look at what they just said yesterday. Senators are now going to exclude the end-of-life provision from the bill.
Right.
I mean, that is going to hurt a lot of elderly people. Mm-hmm. This was designed to help people.
Exactly.
And it's because of the Sarah Palins of the world and the noise and the lies of the right wing. Now a lot of people, you know, are not going to get that
and
help.
Right. Remember how Bush used to use that? He'd have a soldier sitting there with no arms and no legs, and he'd be
to make his case for how great war is. I know. Yeah, exactly. I'm sorry, Jim.
And the right wing doesn't respect weakness. They're going to use this to pounce on it and tear the whole thing to pieces.
I know. I know.
We'll give this up. Okay, I guess we'll give everything up. Sorry.
I don't know.
Hope we didn't offend you.
I always hope Howard Dean is right. He was on Olbermann last night. Did you see him? And he said it will be in the bill. But, you know, Senator Grassley, who's supposed to be, you know, that's who we're, you know, crafting a quote-unquote bipartisan bill with. And he's the one, he admits last night, oh, yeah, I stuck my finger in that dike. So, you know, to slow up. He said that, to slow up the process so that now all this noise could happen at the town halls, and he could get this provision out of there.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Christopher and Jim Louise, respectively, Ward and LaVoy.
What?
I was making an important point about health care reform.
And my mind...
He admitted he gummed up the works and slowed this down so that, you know, he can go out there and lie about it and say there's death panels and you should be afraid.
Bipartisanship.
All right.
It's working so well.
57 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
The Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. Happy Friday, 6 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. StephanieMiller.com, the website. Check it out. You can email us all there. Executive producer Chris LaVoy, voice deity Jim Ward, or me, Stephanie Miller. Oh, Mary Madeline on CNN. Oh, she's on CNN. on the, boy.
The, I think if the White House or the Democratic National Committee hadn't called these congregants, if you will, political congregants, un-American mobs, and sent purple
White House
shirt.
And the DNC. No one said that.
Okay. Well, Nancy Pelosi and
she said some of the activities were un-American.
Okay. But we live in this world where it got translated, and there were many Democrats who called them mobs. And then you turn on the TV and you see seniors, and you see stay-at-home moms, and you see people who are previously apolitical, and you've had them on here. So there is no greater persuasive tactic to a voter than somebody else that looks like them that they know isn't a spinner for either side. So yes, it's effective in putting the debate back out there at a minimum, and to the positive, probably slowing it down and stopping some of the more egregious expansions of government that are in there.
See, and that's why we need people like Rachel Maddow on television, who, by the way, Chris, started in radio. I don't know if you know that. As a radio host, to expose which parts of the debate are lies and which part, are, you know, are obviously open for debate. Because you have Bill O'Reilly. You know, he used to be a radio host, except that his show failed.
I see this as possible Armageddon for the Obama administration. If this goes down in flames, or he tries to ram it through in the fall, with so many people against it, the majority of Americans, 58%, not wanting it. If President Obama tries to ram it through because he does have the Democratic majority in both houses, I don't think he can come back from that. I think this may be a defining moment less than a year into his four-year term.
Yeah, and then you'll get your wish. That will be his Waterloo. You and the Fox News and the Jim DeMint and the Republicans, that will break him politically. And that's what you were hoping for. Oh, thank God everybody, including talk show hosts, radio hosts, get to have a voice in this.
Computer says no.
What? We let anybody in around here. Why, who is it, Jim?
Hey, it's Hal Sparks.
Hey! Look at
good
that.
Good morning, Hal.
Hi. Yeah, it was so easy to get in here. You just go, I'm a comedian. And they go, okay, fine. That's the guy.
Because
yeah, get
we
anywhere.
Believe drowning out dissent is un-American.
Absolutely. And I believe that I'm un-American, so I'm allowed to say that on your show.
We were saying as our official fill-in, and you'll be filling in for us on vacation in a couple
true.
Of weeks. You're dancing on thin ice at
I
CNN.
Know. I that whole week, I can't even approach CNN about being on.
There's no ruling on whether fill-in hosts are also banned from CNN.
Here's the funny thing. I would, you know, as radio show hosts aside, why don't they get rid of the Democratic/Republican strategists? These are the people who drive me crazy. These are the people who don't further the conversation, and it's all spin because it's all sales. I don't need to hear from anybody who works from anybody in there. A radio show host does not guarantee.
We get paid to be wildly unpredictable.
Right, exactly. But you also are going to give your genuine opinion because you don't work for the DNC or the RNC.
No, you're absolutely right. It's particularly after, you know, what would drive me crazy is debates.
Uh-huh.
Let's go to and see what they thought.
It's not a
Republican strategist thinks George Bush is the best speaker ever in the history of the world, and clearly won the debate.
To debate what is better, driving or walking, we have a car salesman and a shoe salesman. That doesn't
At least we make fun of our side occasionally. We say something unpredictable.
Well, the progressive side does. The Republican side doesn't do that at all. I mean, the conservative talk show hosts don't do that at all. They don't ever go, you know.
Well, that was my point.
Beck
Chris,
makes some funny points now. And no.
Can I have my letter writing music, please? Would you like that? This is the letter I wrote to Howard Kurtz this morning.
Do you need the beeping?
Well, it's not his fault.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
He probably can't talk about it. But I just wanted to see if he can. Howard, WTF, OMG, and all that other Twitter the kids are doing. Is this true? Banning talk radio hosts want me to come on this Sunday and talk about it? See how I tricked him.
That's funny.
Will you come on my show to talk about it? I'm going ape dump on the air about it today. Wouldn't you say, Chris?
Yes.
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. It seems unbelievable, given that Larry King, Lou Dobbs, Bill Bennett, etc., either were or are talk radio hosts. It just seems kind of a PR nightmare for them, given that Bennett is still on staff with no corresponding liberal radio hosts. Hint, hint.
Stephanie Miller.
Look what I've meant there.
Bill, abort all black babies, Bennett.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got plenty of time for that, apparently.
Yeah, he's fine.
I do know that it's true that if you wanted to reduce crime, you could, if that were your sole purpose, you could abort every black baby in this country, and your crime rate would go down.
Mm. Sure, you want to keep
CNN
him on
has
here.
Time for that.
Yeah,
he's getting paid for that.
Pat
I don't even
Buchanan.
Get paid for my appearances.
Right.
People like me and Bill Press, and we do it, and Hartman, we do it for free, you see.
Mm-hmm.
let's see. Blah, blah, blah. Not to mention that Maddow, Schultz, O'Reilly, Hannity, and on are or were radio hosts. We've been talking about how this disproportionately affects liberals, since liberal radio hosts with me, like with ratings like me, Hartman, Rhodes, Schultz, still only have about 10% of the number of stations conservatives do. Will CNN still play clips of Limbaugh with no one from the medium on the other side to respond? How is what radio hosts on either side of the partisan divide say any more predictable than underpundits? Phew! Love you, Steph. Hey, we'll see what he writes back.
You didn't spell pundit with two N's, did you?
No, I didn't. Pundit. Yeah, he would just delete that immediately. That was his spam blocker would take that out. Anyway,
I get you. I understand how, like, they've been pulling people out of the woodwork. Like, there's a circle of the understoods. Yourself on the progressive side, right. And then of course they're gonna have whoever idiot on the other. I don't even want to listen to the internet. But I mean, obviously Beck has a show and O'Reilly has a show and all that on Fox. They don't care at all.
Right.
MSNBC isn't gonna be that problem because they're gonna take on anybody who they think has a point and makes a salient.
Right.
Argument for either side and try to do that. CNN, thanks to Lou Dobbs having what I guess they should rename the Fox Hour
yes.
every day, is really leaning in a very strange direction these days. It's like they're lost in the wilderness and they're walking towards the money. And crazy is cash these days because you've basically got the entire, what's left of the entire Republican Party, which is about 18 to 20 million people, who are... P1 listeners. They just listen and watch stuff nonstop because they're unemployed and they're psychotic and they're like, I don't know why I can't get a job. All I do is funnel my gun in the parking lot and scream racial epithets when people are going into the factory and then they won't give me a job, And then these people they've got nothing to do but listen to Beck and O'Reilly and then show up and Hannity and show up at these events.
Right.
And they seem like a lot of people.
And don't pretend that what Lou Dobbs then is doing is journalism because there aren't two sides to the birther issue.
No, there isn't.
You know?
Yeah. There's not two sides to nearly anything that comes out of Lou Dobbs' mouth. There's logic and then there's
xenophobia. That was my favorite
xenophobia.
Part of his radio show. The birther person that called in and he said, well, your point certainly is valid. No, it's not.
Right.
It's not a point. There's a fact or there's not a fact.
You have to understand, Lou Dobbs cannot afford to lose a listener, though. You know that, like, he has to. Everybody who calls in, he has to kiss their butt really soundly because who tunes in Lou Dobbs? Who is driving on a cross-country truck drive and goes,
if only Lou Dobbs were up.
Exactly, right. You know what I mean? Like, at least with Beck, it's like listening to old radio, like, the Night Beater, the Shadow. You know, it's crazy.
It's like a symphony listening to Glenn Beck. At least, speaking of crazy.
The hearts and the hearts of men.
Let's not forget that Glenn Beck is the new Mormon. He's a brand new Mormon.
Yes.
He converted to Mormonism because his wife insisted they have a religion to raise their child in. So he just picked Mormon out of a hat or whatever, decided to become a Mormon. But this is a Mormon.
I think it's the underwear.
Who have you heard that quote where he was?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they make it for you.
It's the magic underwear. Exactly.
Magic underwear.
Magic underwear.
Magical underpants.
That he actually has this guy from the Ayn Rand Institute on all the time. And what people keep forgetting, especially when on the faux news and this guy, the guy at Whole Foods. So I'm a fan of Whole Foods. I like the people in my Whole Foods that work near me. I wouldn't go anywhere near this dude, and I certainly will be writing a rather nasty letter to the entire point. But anyway.
Please don't put that letter before your letter to CNN tonight.
No, not at all. That's a phone call.
And also to Keith Olbermann to ask WTF.
Yes, exactly. I won't tell you what I'm going to ask Keith Olbermann to do. But, but the point is that they have these people from the Ayn Rand Institute on going, you know, it's all about personal individual freedom, and you know, right. People should be able to, if they want health care, you should have to pay for it. Health care is a good, not a service, or not a right, rather. And then they don't realize that the people from the Ayn Rand Institute believe that anyone who has any religious beliefs at all, of any sort, is mentally retarded. Nothing short of stupid.
Yep.
You're mentally deranged if you believe in any kind of higher power. And then he has them on a show as if, like, this is, you know, I'd love to see them on while O'Reilly's trying to save Christmas, is my point. You know what I mean? Like, we got someone from the Ayn Rand Institute telling us about the war and Christmas. Actually for it. What? You know, and that grind that to a halt.
See, and here is the difference, is we will throw people on our side under the bus, like, for instance, John Edwards.
Yummy!
Oh. In addition to being a bastard.
You're a lying sack of crap.
You have not heard the breaking news this morning.
No,
he is expected to admit that he is the father of the... which I think we already probably knew.
Mm-hmm.
The 18-month-old daughter of former mistress Rial Hunter. Edwards, as you know, acknowledged the affair, but has denied that he fathered the child.
Lovely way to derail my presidential ambitions.
Right. Well, let's be completely honest.
And then they had a whole cover story that the other guy, his aide, was claimed paternity, but now apparently he's writing a book in which he's going to name Edwards as the father. Hunter testified last week at a federal courthouse where the grand jury is investigating whether campaign funds were used illegally.
To impregnate her?
Boy.
silence
her.
Oh, I see. Well, that's sure. You know, whatever. I'm one of those big life people. Even with Governor Sanford, I think all the crap he should get should be about the fact that he left his state without a governor for 7 days and didn't call anybody. I don't care he had an affair.
Right.
And the same thing with...
Well, if he would stop blubbering about it on TV, maybe people wouldn't...
Well, that I love. That's just funny.
That might have been a little bit of
fun. No, don't speak.
Oh, she's my soulmate. I'm trying to fall back in love with the wife.
I know, trying. Oh. That's so romantic.
Yeah, chicks dig that,
by
the
exactly.
way.
Yeah, exactly. I baked you a cake, baby, and I put I'm trying on top of it. It's not working.
It's like working in a coal mine, babe.
Right.
I'll send the canary in first.
It's dead. Right. The canary of our love is dead.
It has fallen upon the floor.
I don't fault Edwards for having the affair, but the whole, lying about it. And then you know that the only reason it really came out is because they knew the baby was on the way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If he hadn't had a child with this woman, it would have just been a big game of denial. But the minute she turns out pregnant, we've got 18 months
till...
It's the
whole story. It's the Elizabeth Edwards having cancer little kids and the... Oh,
right.
It's the whole thing. It's the whole... We love Elizabeth Edwards. We've had her on a couple of times. And just a smarter, warmer, greater person I haven't met.
Maybe the upside of this is that she becomes sort of an Arianna Huffington in that regard, where she really was doing a lot more behind the scenes and people are aware of except she doesn't convert to the other side, which is what Ariana did.
What's the deal with karma? You know what I mean? Here is this really good person who's devoted a lot of her life to helping other people, and it's how does she get the... By the way, you get to get cancer, and then before you die, you get to be completely humiliated.
You marry a guy with an $800 haircut. That's always going to be a problem. You know what I mean? This is a guy who passes a bank window and looks at himself and goes, and I do that, so I know. Check this out.
Bastard people is a bipartisan thing, in my opinion.
It's true.
Bastages
and I'll tell you why I can't put up with you people, because you're bastard people.
All right, 20 minutes after the hour, back with more with comedian Hal Sparks live in studio with us on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh, my God, that's like my favorite show ever.
It's The Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
You've seen the difference, and it's getting better all the time.
It is.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Sorry, I was rocking out with Hal Sparks. It is the Stephanie Miller Show live with comedian Hal Sparks
in
studio.
We were dancing, yes. Mm. You know, you throw on an 80s hit, and it's just we start doing the sassy back and forth of Molly Ringwald. You can't help it.
I'm too tense over the CNN thing to even sexually harass him properly.
I know. It's very disappointing.
Wait, I'm sorry.
Wait, very sad.
I need you to the bitchy out of me this morning.
Yeah.
Wait, you're too tense to sexually harass Hal, you
said? I know. That's
you
when
have
you know
never
it's a bad
sexually
day.
Harassed
yeah, really.
Hal. Hal is always the one
sexually harassing you. I know. See?
Well, at least I enjoy it more. I'm too tense this
okay.
morning.
That's true.
To
enjoy it.
She was warming up to it, I have to say. I mean, the pictures last time should be a tell that I was on the right track. I'm just saying. And then I was C-blocked by CNN. That's what I'm going to That's what I'm going to actually say
you're
about
CNN blocked.
Yes,
exactly.
I was CNN blocked.
Exactly.
That's not right.
Exactly.
Not at all.
I think there's only one thing.
I blame the healthcare mobs. It's so, you know,
we're
if it wasn't for
mood.
This lousy debate.
God, what did you have for breakfast this morning? Carnation instant bitch?
Oh, wow. Aww.
I'm excited because I'm sure CNN, the breaking news tonight on the Lou Dobbs, you know, that's a news program on CNN where you don't have
There's
any
no
of that.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. You know, didn't have any of that sort of, you know, predictable talk radio host claptrap.
Yeah, I haven't seen... Lou Dobbs is the most xenophobic person I think I've seen since Aliens.
I wonder if you will book Oily Taint, as we call her today, the birther lady.
Yes.
Lou Dobbs, you're so right. Obama's Mexican mob said that you will be done.
Let me finish. Let me finish.
Wow, it's getting better and better with Birther Lady. This is, I don't know who Gabriel Winant is. I don't know where he wrote this online. Huh?
Salon.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's Salon. Salon.
Yeah.
He writes, Orly Tights talks about Obama's boyfriends, the long arm of Hugo Chavez, and how the web is rigged against her.
Oh, yes.
I'm on Skype with Orly Tates, and from Israel, the Queen Bee of Birthers is telling me that Barack Obama had all his gay lovers rubbed out Chicago style. Well, that's not fair. Tates isn't explicitly accusing Obama of clipping his boyfriends to shut them up. She just wants to make sure I know that a few homosexuals from Obama's church oddly, mysteriously, ominously wound up dead. Now, I don't want to say Obama did it, explains Orly in her dense Moldovan accent. That's where she's from, Moldovia.
Yeah, Moldova.
Moldova.
I don't want to say that people close to Obama did it, but those are the facts. The gay murder is just one accusation in a bloody Byzantine list as long as the Chicago White Pages. And I have long since surrendered to Tate's recitation of quote-unquote facts after feebly suggesting the odds are long that the president is guilty of all these transgressions. Could she just pick one, please?
Well, you know, in modern parlance, in modern politics, one of the things you really want to move to the head of the pack. If you're trying to become, you know, the presidential candidate for your party, wiping out a bunch of your gay lovers should rocket you right to the top of the list.
Yeah, one would think.
Yeah, yeah. During that whole vetting process that your party has to do before when people are starting to give you money. Like, I'm going to donate to your campaign, but I have a list of things I'd like you to be guilty of before you do this. Have you rubbed out any of your homosexual lovers before any of them could come? Good, okay, that's terrific.
Good.
Great. If you own any property in a place that may have been money loaned to you by, political adversaries, probably Iranians would be good. Yes?
Good.
Yes.
Check. Sheila and, in New York. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
This is driving me nuts. Everywhere I go, Fox Television is blasting off of TVs in public places.
Yes.
I went into my town hall lately on tax dollars, of course. They've got a TV. It's playing Fox all the time. I went to my local bank in the lobby. There is a TV, and it's playing all day long.
Mm-hmm.
It's on Fox.
Mm-hmm.
One of my girlfriends that I talked to in North Carolina told me that all the fast food restaurants are now doing this.
Yep.
It's blasting.
Yep. I went to visit a friend in Utah where Fox is on, and then this is a few years ago, and of course we got in an argument how Saddam moved the weapons to Syria.
Right.
But that was Utah.
No!
I'd expect that.
And
now
28 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Let's all calm down. Everyone's going to be just fine. As long as
Stephanie Miller
has got enough beer.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Never more true than today. 33 minutes after the hour.
It is true, yeah.
1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Join live in studio by comedian extraordinaire Hal Sparks.
Yeah, I'm worried that we may have to dart you like a, you know, like a tiger that with a toothache. You know what I mean? Don't get anywhere near her mouth or arms, or she'll take your swipe of her paw.
Well, it's just a slightly and extra bold of bitchy this morning,
right,
over the fact that CNN has banned talk show hosts.
I'm right there
with
you.
I'd be the only talk show host that's on virtually every CNN show.
I know.
Just a little bit annoyed this morning.
Yeah. Well, it also, by the way, it says...
Have you ever gotten fired for something you do for free?
Yeah. I'm a comedian.
That takes a particular kind of loser, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. That's why I now insist that I get paid for everything, so that, you know, that way they have to regret it. Wait a minute. That doesn't work at all. Well, no. My plans turned against me.
We were saying an important part of this, and really a part that has real-life impact that got dropped from this bill, apparently, mm-hmm. is because of a lot of this heat and noise from the right wing and out-and-out lies about the
death penalty. Yeah, that you'll have
key senators are excluding a provision on end-of-life care from health overall legislation after language in the House bill caused a furor.
Uh-huh.
Chuck Grassley of Iowa said in a statement the provision had been dropped from consideration because it could be misinterpreted. By him.
Yeah.
Deliberately.
Yeah.
A health care bill passed by three House committees allows Medicare to reimburse doctors for voluntary counseling sessions about end-of-life decisions. But critics have claimed the provision could lead to death panels and euthanasia
okay.
for seniors.
Okay, we'll just drop it then.
Yeah, because if people aren't smart enough to understand it, they're not smart enough to use it. And we don't want old people wandering into their doctor's office going, gun, rope, or pill.
Yeah, right. Oh, did she say pill? I thought she said kill.
Yeah,
oh,
right. Oh,
our
that's
bad.
Wrong.
Sorry.
We're just trying to pick. Yeah, it's
Congressman Blumenauer is the one who put this provision in, whom you know we've had on the show several times. He said he's astounded that Palin and other critics have not tempered. She doubled down on it yesterday.
Yeah,
he said it's deliberate at this point.
Yeah.
If she wasn't deliberately lying at the beginning, she's deliberately allowing a terrible falsehood to be spread with her name. Blumenauer called the comments despicable and part of an orchestrated effort by Republicans to discredit the health care overhaul
yeah.
and scare seniors.
Yeah, it's stunningly ironic. Not only that, insurance companies deny all sorts of care already now and say
right.
that if you don't have, they'll deny coverage because, quite frankly, your policy isn't big enough or it doesn't
right.
cover this kind of illness or whatever. So they're basically doing what people are saying the government
yeah.
is going to do already.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It's absurd.
Just so we can review the fun facts, mm-hmm. Blumenauer said the measure would merely allow Medicare to pay doctors for voluntary counseling sessions that address end-of-life issues. Topics include living wills, designating a close relative or trusted friend as a health care proxy, and information about pain medications for chronic discomfort. The measure would block funds for counseling that presents suicide or assisted suicide as an option. Blumenauer called references death panels or euthanasia mind-numbing. And we mentioned the other day, even at least there are... decent people on both sides. Lisa Murkowski, the
yeah.
Republican senator from Alaska, said, quite honestly, I'm so offended at that terminology because it absolutely isn't in the bill. There's no mm-hmm. reason to gin up fear in the American public by saying things that are not included in the bill.
Look, if you read these bills and you take words, just pick a word at random, eventually you
yeah,
can
this
construct,
isn't Scrabble.
You can you can eventually cobble together a sentence that will lead you to, they're going to put my grandmother in a FEMA camp and inject her in the neck with sodium pentothal to make her tell the truth about whether or not she knows where weapons of mass destruction are.
They're going to put grandma in a wood chipper?
Right, exactly.
Why?
But it's not surprising. We're doing a replay of 1993, essentially, with this, and 94.
Yeah,
94. It's the same thing all over again. At least this time, the AARP is on board, and they're running. I don't know if you've seen that ad where they're running, where it looks like this ambulance is trying to get to the hospital, and a bunch of cars are cutting it off, and they're all
right.
Mercedes. They're all really nice cars. Nice, subtle advertising from the AARP.
Yeah, exactly.
But they're scaring the crap out of old people, and old people vote, and that's what they're hoping on next year.
Well, exactly. They think that it's going to affect their Medicare, and the president had to say explicitly nobody is talking about cutting Medicare benefits. In fact, Mike Ross, who's one of the Blue Dog Democrats, was explaining that they're talking about getting more savings.
I think the American people expect us to first squeeze all the inefficiencies that we possibly can out of the current health care system before we ask them to pay more. But personally, I believe that if every American citizen is going to benefit from this, there should be a shared sacrifice. You know, we all pay into Social Security. We all benefit from Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
We all pay into Medicare. We all benefit from Medicare. And that's the direction that I believe that we should go if we in fact do health care reform.
I have to say, for the life of me, you know, Jim, we've had all these people calling in this week from Canada and elsewhere. I just don't get why people buy the horror stories.
About, why? Because people respond to fear. I mean, that's...
Well, and all, yeah. Yeah. Well, also because they, you know, legitimately, this is the argument they've chosen now. Patriot Act, where were
right.
they? Nowhere standing around.
Right.
Entering into the Iraq War, any of that stuff. But now that we want health care
right.
for the 47 million
right.
who are uninsured as an option
right.
that you can choose if you want, that also balances so you can't be kicked off.
But even all of us with insurance, I mean, we've gotten one story after another from Japan,
yeah.
from Germany, from
mm-hmm.
Canada. I got a sort of dart in the eye at 2 in the morning.
Right.
A doctor came from to my house and it cost a dollar.
Right.
I mean, what doesn't sound better about that
right.
than what we have?
Yeah. Well, and they always say, because they, where does it fall under the Constitution? Where is it in the Constitution that it could be? And they always go, you know, our argument has been largely the general welfare, that this falls under, you
right.
know, providing for the general welfare. I think it's a better argument to start saying it's under the common defense.
Right.
Because quite frankly, bullets don't help me against tuberculosis or an H1N1 breakout.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Disease is as much an enemy that I cannot control as a Soviet missile strike.
Yep.
And more apt to happen. I mean,
exactly.
We lose more people.
The number one cause of bankruptcy.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
You know, like the Iraqis were never, we spent $1 trillion fighting the Iraqis who were never going to attack us and
right.
didn't have the capability to. And yet the idea of fighting tuberculosis or some disease
yeah. yep.
doesn't count.
Ronnie in Washington. Hi, Ron.
Hey, I'm a hardworking mom in Washington State.
Yay, hardworking moms in Washington.
Yay.
Hardworking, yay. I've been paying for my insurance through my employer, just for myself. It's been $200 a month for 2 years. And the deductibles and the commonly recommended tests that are not covered made it just out of the question for me to access my own health care.
Mm-hmm.
So I recently canceled. My children, on the other hand, being in this beautiful state of Washington where we want every child to be covered, have excellent health insurance. I don't qualify for a lot of things like food stamps, things like that, because I work. But my kids are covered by state health insurance. And I have never been denied any health care for my children. I'm able to take them to my doctor, the doctor that delivered one of my children. It's been his doctor since he was, you know, for 10 years. They get dental. They get vision coverage. I would love to give that $200 a month to President Obama that I was paying for 2 years and couldn't use.
Right.
To have the money managed in a healthy way. And really, I can't even get a yearly. Which,
yep.
It's ridiculous.
Yep.
I had Primera Blue Cross for years. Never could use it.
Right. Well, and you know, and as a hardworking mom, I mean, on the other side of the argument, aren't you worried that your kids won't learn the value of a dollar if they don't have to work and pay for their own health insurance? I mean, that's really, I mean, where will people learn to stand up on their own two feet?
You know what? My kids are going to grow up and be taxpayers, and they're going to pay for, hopefully, state-run health care.
How old are your kids?
10, 12, 16, and 25.
Wow. Well done.
Well, ask the 10-year-old
yeah.
Why he's not paying his own health care.
Exactly.
Stop being a
yeah,
slacker.
Yeah. Well, get to work. Get out there
yeah.
and vote.
Come on.
Let's go.
Come on. Kathy Lee Gifford's got to have some jobs open.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I also have to say that I'm very frustrated with the fact that we have only gotten to debate the debate once again.
Mm-hmm.
And the people who are screaming the loudest are people who are either telling outright lies or they have no idea what they're talking about.
Right.
And the people who are standing up at these town hall meetings, they look like they're on Social Security. You know, either
most of them are.
Or, I know.
And
it's
Medicare.
Ridiculous. And what is that?
Yep.
That state-run government. Run health care that I'm paying for, but I can't have insurance.
Keep your hands off my Medicare,
keep
your government hands
you
off
damn
my
dirty, grubby, apy
government
hands off my
bureaucrat
Medicare.
Bureaucrat running my Medicare. I don't want some senator having to write on funding for my Medicare. Actually, all that happens, and it's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. 42 minutes after the hour. Back with more with comedian Hal Sparks
Yay.
Live in studio on The Stephanie Miller Show.
I know it's a tad silly, but the crew really likes it.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Trying to tell me something?
Mm.
Hit the highway.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. 47 minutes after the hour, joined live in studio by that sexy, sexy thing, Hal Sparks.
Sexy thing. I do play the sax.
Did you put up on Twitter Hal Sparks sexually harassing me and me ignoring him?
Totally.
Because I'm in such a state this morning
you
over
are.
CNN.
And
it's,
you know what everyone's talking about?
Mm.
Don't you have another shirt? Because apparently you wore that same shirt the last time Hal was here.
Oh,
it works
I'm
on
mortified.
Me. She knows it works on me.
This is worse than getting banned by CNN. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Please, respectfully write CNN a letter, won't you, and say WTF, OMG.
I think you should be on, I think they will have a Larry King show on why they've had to ban talk show radio hosts.
Yes.
All talk show radio hosts.
Radio hosts, yes.
Yeah, coming on. Stephanie Miller, hello.
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 That is Ottawa. Hello.
Hello.
All right. I can't imagine Larry's happy about it. You know, he is a radio host.
Goodbye.
Absolutely.
For many, many years.
He's a weirdly shaped man.
He's got a body
built for radio.
You're just going to put the final nail in my
CNN
coffin, aren't
you?
No,
he knows. I've been on his show. I was on when I was on Queer as Folk. It was one of the most bizarre experiences of my of my journalistic life. Hal Sparks, Michael Novotny, gay, straight, go. What? Was that a question?
What?
Or are you just yelling words at me?
You're
gay, but you play a straight character on a show called Folky Queers. Folksy Queers, what's happening? Go.
Where are the banjos? If they're Folksy Queers, where are the banjos?
Larry, your blue cards are upside down. What's it like kissing a man? Yes, I do want to find out. Can lean over here and give me a sloppy one, Larry.
Marlon Brando's the only one I've ever kissed.
That's right, yeah, and I still regret it.
Your character needs suspenders.
Still got chicken in my teeth from that. I don't know how.
I'm sorry, Hal, but still did not top the Michael Jackson coverage with Liza Minnelli live from Paris.
Oh my God.
She called Larry honey every other word. It was, oh, honey, it's horrible. Oh, Larry, honey, it's awful. We've lost the connection.
What a shame.
Right.
Oh, it was great. And then he had the child molestation attorney on, and Liza just pipes it. Oh, Larry, it was never true, honey. Oh, honey, it's not true.
Yeah. Yes, and she knows. She does.
He had to keep saying, Liza, one at a time.
Yeah, right. Liza, what were you, the hall monitor at Neverland? How do you know? Were you ever over there for milk and cookie night? I mean, the door had 9 locks on it. What do you know?
See, I'm always, because I'm in L.A., I'm always live in studio with Larry, so
right.
I have to behave because I guess he'll just snap you with a suspender.
Yeah.
I said one at a time, sh-ting.
Yeah, right. Ow. My chest is shaved. I'm like so round I look like the letter P when I'm standing up.
Oh, God.
It's true.
Hal Sparks.
See, really long, skinny legs.
See, we're trying to do a positive, proactive campaign to get Mama back on CNN.
Is that what the Howie WTF letter was all about? What the?
Howard Kurtz loves me.
Yes.
I'm not writing it. I'm asking him WTF.
Don't
it's
make
not
me jealous.
Fault.
You're making me jealous now.
All right. Lynette in Minneapolis. Howie. I'm the Whole Foods guy. Whole Foods. Slowly I turn. Hello, Lynette.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
Hey, you know, I am laughing so hard I forgot what I called for. No, I remember.
Me too.
Okay. I find this really ironic that John Mackey, the CEO of Whole Foods, where I shop semi-regularly because it's not real close to my house, but the last time I was there, I was talking to an employee who was all excited because he is transferring to the Whole Foods in Canada so that he can have health care. I think John Mackey, typical CEO, he needs to know what is going on with his employees, but I guess he's too rich. He's got health care. He doesn't need to know.
Yeah. Right. All right. Thank you, honey.
Yeah. It's an excellent point. And here's the thing. I think the food service industry guys are nervous and are backing a little bit of this health care stuff because they go, well, once health care is a right and not a good, when is food? What, you know, I sell food for a living. What if you start giving it away for free? That's not fair. But, you know, and then next thing you know, the housing market, they'll say that shelter is a guaranteed right. And therefore, I'm a realtor. That's how these people think. You know, they don't understand.
Jesus would never have been for that, feeding
the
hungry.
Absolutely. It was, you know, he'd take one fish and he'd turn it into 1,000, but it was like 12 cents on the dollar. And, you know, and you'd have to stand in line.
He had one of those Whole Foods scales. And
absolutely.
It was like
Jesus used to ration bread and fish.
$17.50 a pound or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. You know, for the good side. You know, the side that's been down on the ice for a while, I can cut you a little filet off that for a little extra, you know, for the cat. But,
here's the
water
the problem.
Into wine isn't free.
Here's the problem with, the right wing getting to speak almost, well, on the radio, 90% of them right wing. And then on these shows, the right wing, the problem is what they're saying is not true.
Yeah.
It's demonstrably
factually
not true.
Incorrect on a level of just that. makes the eyes bleed.
I mean, yes. I've had debates, obviously, on TV with people that it is just a disagreement. It, yeah. You know, there really are two ways of looking at it. But the health care debate is too important to be obscured with things that are just not in the bill.
Right.
That are out-and-out lies. And then, these town halls... It is in writing. We have it in writing that these people are being organized by right-wing groups that are specifically telling them to disrupt the meeting.
Yep, right, and how, and don't actually, and have nothing substantive to say. They basically have, like, shown them Logan's Run and then sent them out.
That's interesting.
Everyone over 30 will be euthanized in a big space vat. What? You know.
Speaking of CNN, Mary Madeline gets to have a say on CNN.
I also disagree with the characterization that this is some right-wing craziness that is doing that. And I also disagree, and I think backfires on them, the Obama tactics to say that this is all just a bunch of organized astroturf right-wingery. It is not.
Well, it demonstrably is.
Yeah, it's specifically that. And just because you disagree with
the
characterization
doesn't mean
it's not true.
I disagree. It's like you're not disagreeing about...
I disagree that 2 plus 2 equals 4.
Exactly.
I think
it's not open for debate.
Crazy conspiracy theory.
That part's not open for debate.
Mike Huckabee says organized supporters of the Democratic Party are behind the spate of disruptions.
Yes.
Huh?
What?
Huckabee wrote on HuckPack.com.
Which just sounds,
sounds
like he's got a scandal waiting to happen.
Yeah, exactly.
That HuckPack.
He says on HuckPack.com that disruptions...
You want to make that an org. Huck, you want to make that an org really quickly, because...
They were caused by organized supporters of the Democrats trying to stop the free speech of people opposed to the proposed bill. Huckabee defended the Reddit protesters to shout people down.
Sure.
Well, what is more un-American than drowning out the opposition so no one can even hear them?
Yeah, well, you know, I often, while I'm doing stand-up, will yell during my own show. That makes a lot of sense. Like, I in an attempt to... undermine hecklers, I will often heckle myself.
Right.
Or send fans to come to my shows to yell out random stuff just in case. That's the most absurd notion.
Yeah. Well, and here's the other thing is, you know, when you have, speaking of talk radio hosts, people like Glenn Beck and Bill O'Reilly inciting... In what many people's minds is violence, essentially, and then it happens, whether it's Dr. Tiller or whatever. I mean,
well, and he has to come out and beg his listeners not to blow stuff up. I mean, he literally is having to on a regular basis, like once a week now, he has to come out and go, don't shoot anybody, don't blow anything up. Because, you know, if he's bothering to say that, he's getting email 10, 15 times a day that says, I'm strapped with C4 and my truck's full of manure and I'm on the road. Like, you know,
from the Department of Sherlock, Jim, the breaking news, right-wing militias on the rise in the U.S.
Hey.
Huh. Incensed by the election of the first black president, right-wing militia groups in the U.S. are rising again after a decade of decline, according to new research on extremist groups. Oh, isn't that the thing that Jenna Napolitano said and then she had to apologize for?
Yeah.
Because the right-wing host said,
Sure. Right.
Ideologically driven by racism and a virulent anti-government, anti-taxation, and anti-immigrant agenda, the homegrown groups that thrived in the 90s and spurred terrorist attacks are expanding, according to Southern Poverty Law Center. This is the most significant growth we've seen in 10 to 12 years. They have a report called The Second Wave, Return of the Militias. All that's lacking is a spark, only a matter of time before you see threats and violence. Just yesterday, the guy with the death to Obama sign.
How dare you call them Nazis, just because they march around jackboots and swastikas.
Right, exactly. Well, and also...
attacks continued in the last decade after the bombing in Oklahoma City. However, following the prosecutions and then the election of a highly conservative president, George Bush, they just joined the administration.
Right.
A key difference today, the center said, is that federal government, with the entity that almost the entire radical right views as its primary enemy, is now headed by a black man, tapping into a latent rage of white supremacy.
Who is, and I think this is not debatable, has put the first illegal immigrant on the Supreme Court.
Uh-huh.
You know, here's a black fella, and he's putting a Hispanic-y lady. She's Hispanic-ish. She's Puerto Rican, Mexican-y something. I don't know what it is.
She looks white, but don't buy it.
Like Coburn said, you got some splaining to do,
or
Mr.
as Mike
President.
Huckabee calls her on HuckPack.com, Maria. He actually did call her Maria.
Right.
Because his sole experience of Hispanics is West Side Story, so women, clearly.
Which I'm sure he can sing and play all the bass lines, too.
Sound in the world.
Yes. All
right.
This is not surprising, by the way. And by the way, there are enough leftover Republicans, and by the way, I don't think the party exists anymore. I think there's about 27 million nutballs. There's enough of those to go to every single Democratic representative's thing and shout down everybody there. There's enough for 150.
I'm hoping it's what Howard Dean said last night on TV, that this is just their, you're seeing a lot of noise. It's the lunatic base that, that he still thinks that health care is going to pass.
I think it totally is. And I also don't think it's the base anymore. I think it's the entire, that's the entire group. That's the entire Republican Party.
How might we find all things Hal Sparks?
Well, you can go to HalSparks.com, or you can go, I'm on Facebook at Hal.Sparks, or you can follow me on Twitter at Hal Sparks.
All right.
I use my name everywhere. It's welcome. And on MySpace, The Real Hal Sparks.
I have to kick you out of my bed now so I can invite John Fugelsang.
I know. Now that I've warmed you up. Whatever.
Right back on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. Happy Friday, 6 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere, stephaniemiller.com, the website. Check it out. You can email us all there. Executive producer Chris Lavoie, voice deity Jim Ward, or me, Stephanie Miller. Normally, we would post Mama's TV appearances up there. However, the breaking news this morning, CNN has banned talk radio hosts, apparently including
Stephanie Miller.
I'm supposed to be on Ed Schultz today on MSNBC. Well, we'll see, won't we? As far as I know,
MSNBC hasn't banned talk radio hosts.
Although Keith Olbermann last night said he agreed with the ban, which I don't think he realizes that it affects progressive hosts more than right-wingers already have 70 billion zillion stations to be on. We have very few outlets right now, so I think that he perhaps was unaware, because obviously Rachel Maddow and Ed Schultz are radio hosts, and that's how they got TV shows. So.
And CNN still has Lou Dobbs
And Bill Bennett, who is a paid CNN contributor. So I'm just curious, will there be a, I don't know, let's say a paid liberal to a radio host to counteract Bill Bennett?
Well, you get Paul Begala for about 5 minutes a week.
So. Yeah, I'd be happy if they put on Paul Begala all the time, because he's awesome.
They have Paul Begala, they have Donna Brazile, they have Hillary Rosen, they're all paid contributors.
And they're
have, yes, they are all awesome.
But the point is, they're specifically banning radio hosts, and because he said, oh, what they say is predictable. Well, how is what any pundit on either side of the aisle any more predictable than what a radio host from either side of the aisle is going to be? Are they going to continue to play Rush Limbaugh clips, and then there's nobody from our side to counteract what he says?
Right. I think they should give Paul his own show.
My point is, Bill Bennett has a radio show, so how do you explain that? But Lou Dobbs has a radio show. Half the people in television have radio shows.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dear God. I'm in a bit of a state, aren't I?
Yes, you are.
My panties are in a wad. Well, if I wore them.
You don't wear panties.
Theoretically, they'd be in a wad. All right. O'Reilly had a radio show until it got canceled because it sucked.
Healthcare is as deeply personal and powerful.
Oh, wait a minute. That's not O'Reilly.
No,
this is O'Reilly.
Is. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Reform runs more than 1,000 pages in the House and more than 600 pages in the Senate. Nobody can understand it. President Obama can't understand it. And if he can, he hasn't been able to persuade people that he can. And he's had plenty of time to do that. So come on, you got to give the folks a break. The folks are listening. In the beginning, they were with Obama. Mm-hmm. They elected him on reforming health care. Mm. But now they've seen what he's got, and they're saying, doctor, we don't want it.
Yeah.
It's very clear.
Yeah, some of the folks are saying that because the folks on the Fox News are telling them out and out lies about health care. Newt Gingrich, frankly, Jim, he says the president needs to he needs to calm down because the president, a well-known hothead.
He's having, as you point out, a really bad August. The Democratic Party's having a really bad August. When you have members who can't even go to a town hall meeting. Because they're afraid to meet their own constituents.
It's not
really
their own constituents.
It's in a shambles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they're getting death threats by people that your right-wing friends have...
Fussed in.
Thank you. All right. We allow many, many voices on this show. In fact, I hear one of them now. What? It's the doorbell in New York. How did I hear that so clearly? Who is it, Jim?
It's John Fugelsang.
Hi, Hi, John.
Thanks, Steph.
Well, their doorbell sounds just like ours. It's weird.
Yeah, back in spite of popular demand. I'm outraged about this. I'm actually banning TV on the radio to get back at them.
Yeah.
But this is CNN, so keep in mind that this CNN policy will last about as long as Renee Zellweger's most recent marriage. I mean, they kind of make up their mind every other day what they're going
to
do.
Yeah, if my bitching has anything to do with it, by the end of my show today, they will have reversed the ban.
They'll have reversed it before Jay Leno starts at 10 p.m.
But this is really getting, I mean, just when you think, oh, it's getting bad now, yesterday we have not just swastikas, now we have a death to Obama sign and death to Michelle and her stupid kids sign.
What a shock.
Yeah.
What a shock. I'm glad CNN airs those, though, on the air. I'm glad they'll show close-ups of those signs, but not allow radio personnel.
Yeah. But that's part of the problem, isn't it? The media, this is a media story. They keep covering it. It makes it seem like, oh, everybody's against health care, you know?
Well, yeah, and you know, in the case of CNN, it's tough because they don't want to be tagged as too liberal or too conservative, so they keep trying to please everybody, and you'll have a lot of edicts like this coming down. But the birther thing, I mean, birthers and the baggers, they're not going away, and this is entertainment for the whole summer. This is why Obama wanted to wrap all this up before Congress went on the August recess.
Well, that's the bottom line, too. We were making that point that they should be putting on what's entertaining. And you know, what we were saying is more predictable are the Democratic and Republican strategists who, you know, exactly what they're going to say.
Exactly.
At least us radio hosts were wildly unpredictable, and we're going to tell you what we really feel, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, exactly. And again, I don't think it's going to last that long as a policy goes. I really don't see how they can get away with it because they're going to lose some of the smartest minds they have. And watch and see how soon it is before they accidentally book some conservative hosts on, and then they just get embarrassed and have to break down. So write to CNN and email CNN and tweet Rick Sanchez if he ever gets off Twitter.
Exactly. All right. Let's check some entertainment news, shall we, kids? Here we go.
Time for Tinsel Talk. Let's find out what's going on in Hollywood with Stephanie Miller.
Thank you very much. Our top story, Woodstock's 40th anniversary. Oh, boy. The 40th anniversary of Woodstock. They ought to be offering senior citizen discounts 10 years after, is the name of it. It's playing 40 years later. Some of the musical heroes that are still alive are from that drug-infested era have returned for the August 14th to 16th Rethro concerts. Richie Havens, Paul Kantner of Jefferson Airplane, Canned Heat, Big Brother, and the Holding Company, among others.
Country Today, Joe and the Fish?
Today, concertgoers will not roll around in the mud hoping a neighbor will pass around a bowl of brown rice. Rather, 4,500 aging rockers will sit in plush seats in a covered amphitheater with access to public toilets and concession stands selling hamburgers and hot dogs. And drugs are not allowed?
What?
What's the point?
Don't eat the brown rice, people.
Right.
Stay away from
rice.
The brown rice.
Any free love will likely happen at new nearby hotels like the Marriott.
Oh, God.
Killing the whole spirit of Woodstock. We have, I don't know who we have.
Feedback.
Okay.
Testing. We're in sync, man, but I can't hear a f***ing thing, man, because of all those Priuses, man. So I'm going to quit, man, because of the f***ing Priuses, man. I can't get a f***ing dialogue, man. What? What do you mean Priuses don't make any noise? Can't you hear it? Oh, it must be the ringing in my ears, man. All right, can those of you in the back hear well, raise your hand, and an usher will be by with batteries for your hearing aids. Wheat Germ, Holly has your depends. Please meet her as soon as possible by the information booth. Helen Savage, please call your mother at the Woodridge Assisted Living Community. The Woodridge Assisted Living Community. Yeah. The warning I've received, and you can take it with however much chondroitin and glucosamine you wish, is that the 2-buck chuck that is circulating around is not specifically too good, so it's suggested you stay away from that. But, hey, it's your pate and roast lamb, so be my guest. Also, stay away from the brown antacid. It's bad, man. Looks like we're going to run out of Starbucks, so you better drink up. Hey, you in the back, get away from the coffee bar. We don't want to have a stampede, man. Maybe if we all act together, we can solve this coffee shortage. Latte! 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 There are 45 orthopedists here that I know of, at least 45, with 20 cardiologists besides, who are here taking just the Medicare payment because they dig what's going on here. Dr. Melman, please come to the medical tent with full suture kit. You've got a hip to replace. Okay, it should just be a couple hours in, they're going to be turned on to the music of 40 years after. As soon as we figure out how to get Alvin Lee's hover around onto the stage, man.
He is still alive, isn't he, Alvin Lee? I hope so.
I don't know.
So. And finally, on TV, this is the kind of thing that gets you fired. Bondholders who stand to lose their $1.25 billion investment are standing up to Donald Trump, asking a bankruptcy court judge to block the planned sale of three Atlantic City casinos to the man who once controlled them. The bondholders filed a motion to block a $100 million Trump deal. Donald can't be happy about that.
I think the bondholders have come up with something that's going to be craptacular. Hugely craptacular.
Huge.
They're trying to block my huge $100 million deal to get back my three Atlantic City casinos. These commie pinko bondholders are calling the deal a brazen insider deal. They claim to have some sort of legal rights. Sure, you have the right to shut the hell up. So unsecured creditors are getting the shaft. Boo-hoo. Why don't you go out and make $1 billion, go bankrupt, use shady insider deals to get your holdings back while screwing your creditors, file for bankruptcy again, and start the whole merry-go-round over again, getting richer every single time you do it. My point is, bondholders are whiny pinko crybabies. If you don't like capitalism, move to Swaziland or Djibouti or Tanzania or wherever that un-American commie Obama is from. I wish you pansies worked for me so I could tell you, you're fired. Hugely fired.
Like me from CNN. That's all. Tinsel
talk. But you can't be fired when you weren't paid.
John, how big a loser am I? I'm getting fired for something I don't even get paid for.
I'm not saying you're a loser for that, but they are trying to book Squeaky Fromm to replace you now.
If you'd like more Jim Ward, fall to roll.
Jim Ward's apocryphal but true. Check the title at stephaniemiller.com. Buy the album. Thanks.
Lots of free space where the Stefan YouTube section used to be.
Yeah.
John Fugel saying, Paula Abdul rumored to have been offered a slot in the Australian American Idol.
Bonza.
Wow. What's that called?
I don't know. Australian Idol.
Australian Idol, yes.
Well, that's fantastic. Although I'm thrilled that they're having Posh Spice in America doing it, because really, she was, for those who don't know, the fifth best singer in the history of the Spice Girls.
She really was.
And
that's saying something.
Yeah, having her judge your singing is, like Ryan O'Neill judging your parenting. It's it's pretty forlorn, but I'm happy for Paula. I'm glad she's out of there, and it seems like they spent a year trying to get rid of her, so.
Yeah, it's been reported she's already gotten offers from So You Think You Can Dance and Dancing with the Stars, and how many dancey shows are there? Whatever.
There are a few.
I just hope she takes a little bit of time to, spend with her imaginary friends, because she really needs the time down.
Can Dancing with John and Kate be far behind? I don't know.
So You Think You Can Drink. I think that would be a good show for her.
Jim Ward with the same. How's about this one? Jim, you're a crooner of sorts. You have...
Would you like to swing on a star?
Yes.
I think you could get a part in Amy Winehouse, the musical.
Oh, boy.
The story of Amy Winehouse's life could be coming to the stage. The brother of the troubled star said he believes a musical about Amy's battle with drink and drugs and her failed marriage is a serious possibility.
Oh, God.
He says she's much better. I think one day there could be a musical of Amy's life.
But try to make me go to rehab. I said no, no, no.
No, it's not quite the same.
No, yeah. No, whatever.
Doing it in a Peter Allen style. No.
It'll be so much vomit. It'll be like a Gallagher concert. There'll be tarp down on the front row of people's, so nobody gets splattered.
We need more depressing musicals, though. I'm glad they're going in that direction.
Yeah. Something else really tragic set to music. Pamela Anderson, by the way, is refusing to leave her trailer park. Jim, perhaps you could go coax her out of it in a bag like Borat. She temporarily set up home in her guest trailer on her property in Malibu while her house was renovated, but she has fallen in love with the laid-back beach lifestyle. She insists she has no plans to move out of the one-room trailer.
Is she wearing the red bathing suit?
Does it matter, Jim? All right. John Fugel's saying you are also a star of stage and screen. Quentin Tarantino wants to create a film series to rival James Bond.
Does he?
Len Dayton novels.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Would that be Kill Bill 3, or does he have something new in mind? Because Tarantino wanted to make Casino Royale with Pierce Brosnan for under $5 million, and they wouldn't let him do it.
Wow.
Yeah, that I think that would have been a great movie.
You can get Pierce Brosnan for a dollar now, I think.
Chris Ward? Chris LaVoy?
Oh, yes. Finally, they made it legal.
Yeah.
The tension in here has been awful.
I'm sending a toaster.
Jim's wife doesn't know yet. you Twitter on behalf of the Stephanie Miller Show.
Yes,
and
I do.
Behalf of
Stephanie Miller. Yes, I do.
Can you block people from your Twitter?
Yes, you can.
Oh.
And I block plenty of people.
William Shatner, probably me. But William Shatner has blocked a drunk columnist who keeps twittering him.
Oh, but can you twit from your blogger?
It's a Houston, Texas a blogger who has a chronicle, or she has a chronicle column.
Mm-hmm.
She followed. She had posts like, "Dear William Shatner, I need you to come to my house to save my marriage. No sex involved, unless you want to have sex, which is totally fine, but not with me though, because I'm married. Please bring your own hooker. Oh my God, what am I saying? I'm the worst hostess ever. I will totally provide the hooker if you just come to dinner. I need to know your preferences though, or else I'll just default to hot Asian cheerleader." "Dear William Shatner, please ignore my last several tweets. I'm a little drunk."
Set phasers for shut up.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that may have been a bit of performance art.
No, I don't drink and tweet.
I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall at William Shatner's place while he when he was getting those tweets.
What the hell?
You think he gets mad at that guy that doesn't do the right thing on Priceline in time, you know?
Yeah. I think it must be George. Pulling my leg.
It's George Takei. All right, 20 minutes.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
20 minutes after the hour. More health care news, John Fugel's saying, but more importantly, we have breaking Kardashian news.
Oh, thank God.
Yes. As we continue live with John Fugelsang on The Stephanie Miller Show.
That was strangely arousing.
It's The Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. Happy Friday, 25 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Joined live in the New York Bureau of Stephanie Miller International by comedian John Fugelsang.
Word.
Is that what they say there in New York?
Yes, that's we're still saying word here.
Okay, good.
Yeah, we're kicking it like it's 94.
Could I have some scary music, Chris? I know yes. That you wish you were here to spoon me, John, because the Kardashians are reproducing.
Especially since Hal Sparks warmed you up.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't do foreplay over here.
My bed's still seconds. Warm from Hal Sparks, and here you are. Kourtney Kardashian, that one.
Which one's she?
Kourtney Kardashian.
She's a smart one.
Yes.
She's the Stephen Baldwin of the Kardashians.
I love this story. She has been living out her life in front of the camera for 2 years now on Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Mm-hmm.
I was once trapped in the Larry King green room with the Kardashians.
With a gaggle of Kardashians, mm-hmm. Yes.
So she announced live on the Today Show in that, what is that, the drunk hour of the Today Show hour
yes,
number?
With Kathy Lee and Hoda Kotb.
Yes, and she named the father as well, despite admonitions from Kathy Lee Gifford, who, as you know, John, keeps everything private, is not for talking about your private life on the air.
Oh, she doesn't like that at all.
In what? Fact.
And Cody and Casey have the
yeah.
Therapy bills to prove it.
Yeah. Yes. She practically showed us the placenta on the air, for God's sake.
You can meet a Hoda Kotb, but you can't make her something.
Huh?
Yeah, Gifford warned Kourtney. I don't think you're supposed to say, but Kourtney flew in the face and the admonition and said it's Scott. Just so you were, in
Scott.
Case you were wondering. In case you were wondering, John.
Who's
oh, it's Scott.
That's her former boyfriend, and he played around. I don't know. He's back. He was part of the Kardashian reality.
I think
thing.
Levi Johnston was in there for 5 minutes.
For a second. Speaking of which, the breaking news from the Star magazine, everybody. Inside Sarah Palin's shattered marriage.
Oh.
Speaking of Levi. They're on the brink of shocking divorce, according to the Star. I wondered this whole resignation. What's up? That's what Levi says. I'm only saying. They have world-exclusive details about the former first couple and their disintegrating union. They're sleeping apart, arguing nonstop, and losing control of their party-loving daughters. Oh, no. Not another daughter for David Letterman to make jokes about.
They can double date with the Edwards.
Sister of Levi Johnson said Sarah and Todd are fighting all the time. When they do, Todd often ends up sleeping on the couch at their home in Wasilla. Or maybe out on the snow machine. Levi says that Sarah and Todd have had marital trouble from day one, and he believed their escalating problems were the reason behind her mysterious decision to step down as governor of Alaska. His sister says if they ended their marriage within the next year, I wouldn't be surprised at all. It seems to me their marriage is a sham for the cameras now.
Oh!
What? It's not real, family back? Huh? Another possibility is she'll keep him around for the book tour, John. And then in that respect, she said they'd be like the John and Kate of politics.
Well, you never know when you need a goatee on hand, but it'd be very funny to watch Sarah secede from a secessionist.
Yeah.
Exactly. 28 minutes after the hour, right back on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
You old horny slut!
Thank you. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 33 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. John Fugel saying live in studio in our New York City headquarters.
That's right.
I like to call it.
Yeah, I want to let all the listeners know, Taiwan is still being devastated by the typhoons, but fortunately, all the American flag factories are okay.
Okay.
Oh, good.
Good to know. GTK. All right. Did we have some breaking news? Just John Fugel saying when you thought the healthcare debate could not get more ridiculous. This is from where, Chris?
The Pray in Jesus' Name Project. They're saying that Obamacare will turn the hospitals gay. In their email, they say, your tax dollars will pay for preferential hiring of homosexual hospital administrators who distribute $50,000 grants to gender-confused activists for unneeded elective surgery to mutilate their own genitals and force Christian doctors to perform it.
Mm. Oh, well, how am I going to get work now that they're on to me?
You know, I think that probably is too ridiculous to even respond to, but okay.
Oh, but it is, because do you
can you turn an entire hospital gay? What is it? Do you be painted a rainbow color or what?
Grey's Anatomy came close last season, actually.
Well, that's true.
Does it look like a pink elephant in the morning? What do you do exactly?
I just love that it's Christians opposed to helping the sick. That's the real triumph of the modern Republican Party, that they can get Christians against the poor and sick.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, by the way, speaking of which, the swift voting of health care reform, the exhibit number one, this from the New Republic, by the by, the treatment of Ezekiel Emanuel, it's Rahm Emanuel's brother.
Mm-hmm.
He's this distinguished oncologist and bioethicist who is working on health reform at the Office of Management Management and Budget. In the course of his writings, which span academia and popular publications, he has argued forcefully and clearly against physician-assisted suicide. Yet somehow, Emanuel finds himself accused of, wait for it, advocating physician-assisted suicide. Writing in the New York Post, one writer suggested Emanuel wanted to ration care so that a grandmother with Parkinson's or a child with CP couldn't get care. Soon, Michelle Bachmann, Sarah Palin, right-wing websites were piling on, calling Emanuel Dr. Death. All of this about a man who, rather than using his considerable talents to get rich, has devoted his life to healing individuals and improving the human condition. Oh, and did I mention his sister has cerebral palsy?
Well, with all fairness, that's not what Glenn Beck told me. Glenn Beck told me that every single person on Obama's plan will someday die.
Yeah, That's just to break it down for you. Look, he didn't tell you that on his phone, did he? Because you would have had to get off his phone, had you
I tried, but he kept weeping, so.
Yeah.
Get off my phone!
Yeah.
Get off my phone! Get off my phone, you little finhead! I don't care. You people don't care. I'm going to lose my mind today.
You better pick your head up and put it back on your shoulders because it's rolling all over the ground right now.
Oh, dear God. He is 10 kinds of crazy.
I just imagine the color of the panties a paramedic will find someday when they come to Glenn Beck's house.
Anyway, Dr. Emanuel says, no one who has read what I have done for 25 years would come to the conclusions that have been put out there. My quotes were just being taken out of context. In many ways, John, to say exactly the opposite of what he was saying. Salon writes, we're stuck in what Josh Marshall has called a nonsense feedback loop. A conversation in which Zeke Emanuel wants to kill grandma health care reform is bad for people who can't get health care, and Stephen Hawking has been snuffed out by the British National Health System. Instead of arguments that are unrelated to reality, we're getting arguments that are the very opposite of reality.
Mm-hmm. And it's good thing the media is keeping you off CNN.
Yeah, I'm the real danger here.
But this is what gets me, is they're treating it as an equal story. CNN is the perfect example of a network that's so terrified of being seen as unbalanced, they will give the same credence to lies as they will to facts.
Uh-huh.
Well, see, I don't know whether, frankly, it's because of the Lou Dobbs thing. Because, let's face it, that was a lot of bad press. He's supposed to be a reporter. That if they're going to be the up-the-middle, you know, journalistic outfit, you can't have somebody with a radio show that's giving credence to the birther movement.
Yeah, it's my hope that Glenn Beck, I mean, that Lou Dobbs becomes so unemployable he has to sneak into Mexico for broadcasting. And it's the same with, you know, this isn't just Republicans. This is Blue Dog Democrats who are letting this happen. You know, I'd like Michael Vick to start a Blue Dog Democrat fight ring because these guys are the enemy. These guys are the ones who are doing everything they can to be the hired shills, you know, and it's all don't even call them insurance companies anymore. Call them the guys who deny grandma's claims.
Yep.
Because we got to reassert who the bad guy is. And Obama, I'm sorry, the guy's dropped the ball so much the Mets should offer him a contract. Because now, if this is true, what we heard yesterday about the big giveaway to Big Pharma, everyone's going to have health care, but no one will be able to afford their drugs.
Yeah. And well, we don't, and that's the thing, is we don't know what is in this memo or not. You know, whether it seems the White House has made a deal with Big Pharma, but again, no one seems to know exactly what the deal was and what did we give up and what did we get and yada yada. So.
But if it's true, I'm going to be pissed.
Yeah, especially because this is the time when the entire Republican Party is losing its damn mind.
Right.
Say what you want about Bush. He was the most successful president we ever had because except for giving Social Security to Wall Street, he got everything he wanted with a much smaller majority than the Democrats have now. Mm-hmm. These guys are so mismanaged. I swear to God, if the Democrats
He put through a complete giveaway to the drug companies, speaking of, you know.
Complete. If these guys ran a lesbian bar, they'd have ladies' night. You know what I mean? They don't know what they're doing. And this is the time that you've got to get on the phone and fax and get in touch with these people because they need to know that people do support them. We've got to drown
exactly.
out the crazies.
Or you've got to listen to Laura Ingraham say that it's only democracy when things go their way politically, apparently.
The fact of the matter is the Democrats thought they were going to be able to ram this through before the recess without having to face the voters. This is democracy in action. The professor should know that. This is not some fringe group. This is America speaking out.
No.
And a lot of people, it turns out, don't seem very comfortable talking with actual Americans who live outside the metropolitan areas. Now they're getting involved, and I say, good, we're all community organizers now.
Snark. Yeah, the thing is, all these congressmen would love to talk if they could be heard over the people that are shouting over them, you know,
exactly,
for the express purpose of making sure they can't be heard.
And reading from scripts. Written by the insurance industry.
Yep. Yeah. Everybody who says the phrase death panel should be forced to go before a douche panel.
Yes!
Existence.
Yes!
Thank you, John Fugelsang. He's the idea man. Idea man.
That's me.
All right. Rich in Michigan, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hey, Rich. Hello, Rich. Rich going once, going twice. Perry in Chicago, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hey, Perry.
Hey, listen, I just want to say thanks for coming to Chicago and lower my blood pressure.
Uh-huh.
And
you.
Number two is, all these people that don't want health care insurance, why do we have to force it to them? Why don't they just sign off saying they don't want it? And for the rest of us, let us get it.
Say that one more time. Why don't
the people that say they don't want a government health plan, just have them to sign off saying that they don't get it.
Yeah.
The people that want it, just let us get it.
But that's the very definition of a government option.
Yeah.
Of a public option.
I know that's the thing I always like with gay marriage. It's like, okay, if you are not for it, then don't marry a person of the same sex. But what do you care what other people do? You know? That's what I don't get, why they're trying to drag us all down with this debate. Let's go to Alex in Louisiana on the town halls. Hey, Alex.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, I'm calling from Louisiana. You probably don't get very many calls supporting health care reform from Louisiana. But
actually, we do. Yeah.
I haven't been taking a tally, but go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I was not able, our congressman put on a town hall meeting yesterday. I was not able to attend because I couldn't get off work, but I was reading in our local paper today. And again, you have to hear our local talk on our local talk radio consists of the lineup of Hannity, Glenn Beck. They actually took Bill O'Reilly off the air here because he wasn't conservative enough. So that tells you a little bit about this area where we're at.
Mm-hmm.
But and so I don't think they're really having to bus people in here to actually shout down people. But yesterday, according to the article in the paper, the two people that got up and spoke in favor of health care reform were both shouted down, and one of them was a student who was dropped off her parents' insurance when she was at LSU. She was 19, and she had to find it on her own, and she was not even able to finish because they said so many people got up and just shouted her down. And I feel like whenever I'm here and I talk to people about it, I feel like I'm taking crazy pills because people just, I mean, they just don't want to hear truth. And I guess part of my comment or question is, I don't think some of these congressmen, senators are doing a very good job of getting out and educating the people of how it's going to benefit them, because obviously Republicans aren't going to get out and educate the people because they're just playing to the crowd. That's their plan to the masses. Oh, we're against government.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, the point is, you know, they've got to explain this is good for all of us. That I think the Republicans have succeeded in making this seem like this is something you're doing for other people. You know.
Right.
But I think that's the whole thing that needs to be addressed. Because I've said this, you know, John, I was saying they really do make you play to your own worst instincts. You know, I started thinking, okay, if I'm a Republican, I'm thinking I'm healthy, I have health insurance. Wait a minute, you know, this is exactly what they do. They fear monger with stuff that's not in the. You're paying for, you know, fat, unhealthy people and brown people and stuff like that.
But it's all displaced anger and it's guiding it. Here's a good example for you. Look at Jane Fonda. Look at all the people to this day who spit on Jane Fonda. They hate Jane Fonda for something admittedly stupid she did 35 years ago. These people aren't angry at McNamara. They're not angry at Nixon or Johnson or the men who sent boys to off to die in Vietnam on a lie. They're angry at a dumb actress who did a stupid protest still. It's so easy to take someone's anger and misdirect it somewhere, especially if you're speaking in German. This is something we've seen many, many times before. And the good news is these ignorant, angry people are now welcome in Whole Foods.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll be back with more on that. 43 minutes after the hour, right back with comedian John Fugelsang on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Ew, even I found that to be in bad taste.
It's The Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Though I apparently have time for it this morning, what with firing off angry letters to everybody in the media universe this morning, I just fired off a letter to Bill Press. Clackety, clackety, clackety.
You?
Yes, I did. We're talking about the CNN banning talk radio hosts, which I feel, John Fugelsang, obviously, it more impacts progressive hosts, since the conservative hosts are on, you know, a zillion times more stations than progressive radio hosts.
If you want to hear a conservative host, go out in public, yeah.
Yeah, despite the fact that a lot of us beat them in the ratings in a lot of cities. So, you know, this is one of the only outlets we have, particularly during an important debate like health care. You know, but apparently the president of CNN said, oh, you know, it's too predictable what they say, which, first of all, we make a living being wildly unpredictable. And what we were talking about is that it seems to me a lot of the strategists from the parties, you know, exactly what they're going to say. So I don't even get it.
I love the network that hires Lou Dobbs complaining about someone else being predictable.
Yeah, exactly. Fire off a respectful letter or phone call, won't you, to CNN?
I heard Michael Vick's filling in for you on Larry King tonight.
Oh,
did
great.
You? Good.
Yeah.
Well, he's not a radio talk show host, so he's allowed.
He's acceptable.
Mm-hmm. Slowly I turn. Michael Vick's got hired by who, John? You're a boy. I don't know which teams are which.
Michael Vick was hired by the Eagles. When I first heard that, I thought he was going to make Joe Walsh pit fight Don Henley.
Actually
a football team. This is the worst thing to happen to Philly sports since Rocky III. This is a very, very sad thing. They're giving him a one-year deal with an extra deal option, and he's getting the sports press is all saying he's only getting $1.6 million. You know, only $1.6 million. Like, for half of that, I'll blow up my cats in public. You know, I'll beat the crap out of my pets if I can get that kind of money. But it's brilliant because, watch, they will put him up to play in October, and the ratings will be through the roof. You've got the most hated man in sports on your team. It's going to be good business.
There'll be some pretty solid hits against him, I think.
A lot of dog lovers in the NFL, I'm hoping. Let's go to Abby in San Francisco. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Hey, everyone.
Hello.
So I don't know if you saw Bill Maher's recent new rule, smart president does not equal a smart America, in which he talked about the fact that 24% of Americans don't know what country we fought in the Revolutionary War. So I think the root of this problem, and I think Jim will probably agree with me, is the educational system in our country. I just think that people do not know.
By the way, Abby, it was Germany, right?
You're partly right. The Hessians helped out.
I just think, you know, people do not know the most basic facts about our government, our history, you know, what the Constitution says. And so they're able to be so easily manipulated because they don't understand what the First Amendment means. So that they think that inciting violence is all part of that, you know, or, you know, that civil liberties mean that we should not torture people. Yep. Things like that. I think that the ignorance just leads to an incredible gullibility, and there you go. You've got people that are just so easily manipulated because they just don't know anything.
Yep, yep.
And who's led a fight to defund the public school system?
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks, Uncle Ronnie.
Oh, all right. Mike Huckabee, you know, John, he has a huckpack.com.
Mm, I had a huckpack once.
a little penicillin will clear that up. But here he is on the...
I'm stunned by the lack of perception that they have of the American people, considering how closely they seem to be able to follow the mood of the public during the campaign. It's almost as if they moved to Washington, turned off the water, put themselves in protective hearing in a soundproof booth, and they're not listening to what's going on.
Yeah, that's what it is. It isn't any anger ginned up by right-wing and industry, health industry, what do you call it, insurance company groups.
Well, that's what you get for listening to the bass player of your band. I mean, this is the guy who thinks Jesus supported the death penalty, you know?
That's right, he did.
Yeah, he does. Forgive us our trespasses as we lethally inject those who trespass against us.
Right.
Thanks, Huck.
By the way, let's hear Don't Fear the Death Panels again before we go. John, you like some good, this has been the big right-wing talking point, the death panels, as you know.
Oh, yeah.
Rumor that's been circulating a lot lately is this idea that somehow the House of Representatives voted for death panels.
Sarah Palin's statement on Facebook, "The America I know does not love one in which my parents or my baby with Down syndrome will have to stand in front of Obama's death panel."
Chuck Grassley said, yeah, there is something to fear about this end-of-life.
There's some fear because in the House bill there's counseling for end of life. You have every right to fear.
A Republican senator who was part of crafting the bill, telling the same lies.
You ought to have counseling 20 years before you're going to die.
Exactly 20 years to the day before you die.
No, what do you mean that you should do it 20 years before you die? How do you know when you're going
to
die?
You don't.
The intention was to give people more information so that they could handle issues of end-of-life care when they're ready on their own terms.
I'm not dead. I'm getting better.
No, you're not. You'll be stone dead in a moment.
I feel fine. I think I'll go for a walk.
You're not fooling anyone, you know.
I feel happy.
Don't fear the death panels, John.
We have them already. It's called claim denials.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Well, here, look, is there any better evidence than this? This is Charles Krauthammer on the Britain Bar show. That this is all political for them. They don't care about the economy, about how many people will lose their jobs or their houses or their health care, as long as it doesn't hurt them politically.
If the economy improves, Obama will get the credit. But I think it's going to improve extremely slowly, and he's going to be in political trouble all through until the elections next year.
Yeah, I love everybody who denies that the economy is getting better are the same ones a year ago denying we were in a recession.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
They wouldn't admit a recession now. Then now they won't admit we're coming out of one.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
You know, the Republican Party was always three core groups. You had your Wall Street guys. Mm-hmm. You had your conservative Christians who worship Jesus because that's easier than following his teachings. And you had your guys who just like Tom Clancy books. But now we've got this new group of the screaming, ignorant, I call them the illiterati, you know, the birthers and the deathers and the teabaggers. And these are the people who are taking over the party. This is the time when the Democrats are supposed to slam dunk these people. Why doesn't Obama get celebrities to come out? Where are the celebrities in the healthcare fight? They were fighting to get on a Will.i.am video 6 months ago to be seen next to Obama. Where are the big celebrity names coming out to support the president now? I don't understand it.
By the way, what do you think about the return of Dick Cheney on this? He's going to write a book about, he's going to throw Bush under the bus, I guess.
Well, I love hearing him say that Bush went soft, because if George Bush Sr. had just done that 60 years ago, we wouldn't have had Bush in the first
place. Okay.
Considering Bush learned how to stand up for himself the last day on the job. Your Sith powers won't work on me, Dick.
Let's go to Rich in Michigan. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome, Rich.
Yeah, hi, Stephanie.
Hello.
I just wanted to share the headline story in the Detroit News today, which said that Blue Cross Blue Shield announced that in October they were going to be raising everybody's premiums by 22%.
Great. That's me. That's us, Blue Cross Blue Shield. Yep.
Which will affect 163,000 people. And then it went on to say that people that are buying supplemental insurance to supplement their Medicare, theirs was going up 4.7%, but Blue Cross vowed to continue to pursue the 31% increase that they wanted. Say.
You know what that means, Chris. You will be thrown under the healthcare bus. You will be the one that loses your...
Yeah.
We're a small business here at Stephanie Miller International, John, and we gotta cut the fat. And in this case, when I get in a snit, I throw Chris LaVoy off the health insurance.
Well, at least he ain't a socialist.
Like yeah, that's true. I'm the right-wing tool, and you throw me off the corporate teat.
Exactly.
Thanks.
James in Chicago, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
It's great to hear your voice. I just wanted to let you know you've inspired me to take 2 hours out of my day and call corporations and senators and congressmen.
And add CNN to the list.
I just got off the phone with John Mackey's people at Whole Foods, and I called Trader Joe's and told them to tell their CEO to come out for health care. Maybe they'll get the business.
Ooh, yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
And cheaper, too.
Yes.
All right. John Fugel saying, great to see you. Well, not see you, but I see you in my mind's eye in New York there.
I'll be seeing you next week here in New York. And keep in mind, the guy running Whole Foods coming out against liberals is like the guy who runs Chess King coming out against Guido's.
Yes!
See you Monday on the Stephanie Miller Show.